is on. The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The news junkie for a Monday, December 11th, 2017. Lots to get to today, from why is it snowing in Florida to the response to a viral bullying video, and when chainsaw-wielding clowns attack, plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
Good morning.
Everybody have a good weekend?
It was something.
Oh, that doesn't mean it was good, though. Just something just means a weekend occurred.
It was busy. I mean, I'm in just okay mode. That's it. It's happening. Everything I think, I do, I breathe, I sleep, I dream, just okay.
Well, it's all happening this week. We got a lot going on. Quick, before we get into some things here, thank you for what you guys did on Friday.
God. It was incredible.
The most successful bike drive we have done to date, and it's because everybody steps up and does the right thing.
Yes. Everybody, Academy Sports and Outdoors,
absolutely.
Club 200.
Yes. DeWitt Law Firm showing up. Everybody who was out there doing their thing on Friday. We had a good time, had some drinks, and raised a ton of bikes. Over, like, I think, 315 bikes or so.
That looks like the count. And Yacento Family Moving and Storage, they had a great time packing those things all up. They're like, what?
Those guys.
But they were able to do it. They killed it.
They really did a great job. And I want to tell you this. This is just a blind push for you. If you are moving anytime soon, use Cento Family Moving and Storage, because those guys could have said, take the bikes, throw them in the truck. They took every bike, carefully wrapped it, put it down, piled them up.
In years past, and no offense to whoever was manning the trucks in years past, but in years past, there may have been some just crazy stacking, tossing of the bikes.
Unbelievable, yes.
There was not get out the furniture pads and
yeah, they went the extra mile. Those guys were really nice, and we had some chaos last minute. Like, there's, you guys raised too many bikes. We don't know where to put them. We go, all right. Now we're all sitting here with 315 bikes on our hands and nowhere to bring them.
Yeah, it was a whole thing, so we do have to say a very big thank you to Nations Trucks in Sanford, because not only were they a hub, but they are now also a bicycle dealer.
Yeah, now they're the hub.
Buy a truck, get a bike for the rest of December.
They've got over 200 of the most badass used pickup trucks in the state of Florida. They've also got over 200 bikes.
They're going to get those to Hope Helps, and we're going to wrap that whole thing up. But an excellent year for the bike drive, and good for you for helping us out. The big event this Friday with the Just Okay Holiday Party, and you can get your tickets at realradio.fm/justokay. You do not want to miss this.
I'm telling you.
Details this week on the everything you need to know, the lineup, what's going to be happening, what you'll be missing out on. And let's think about this for a second. 2017 has been a real son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And a lot of us just kind of want to shotgun the year in general. So why not just take a night away from the politics, the arguing on social media, the chaotic news cycle, and just have a blast. Ending it all at Hard Rock Live with a live performance from Grandson. So thanks to all of those of you who over the weekend grabbed your tickets. You're next. realradio.fm/justokay. It is cold as hell outside.
My God, I could cut diamonds.
I hate to bitch about this, because I know we got listeners all over, and whenever they hear Floridians bitch about it being cold, people fume. They go, oh, is it really? Oh, I see it's 47 degrees there in Florida. How can you possibly stand that right now?
Because our bodies are used to something else.
And it changes quickly. If you live in New York City, and you come to Central Florida, and you stay here for like 3 or 4 years, your body goes right back to it. You got that tropical body again. And all of a sudden, the slightest bit of cold affects you. I love seeing, and I saw this all weekend long, I don't know if you guys saw this too, when you walk in somewhere, and the moment it drops below 50, people in parkas, and they've got, you know, the things around their neck, the big, like, what's it called? I don't even know, because I'm so...
Scarf,
like a big scarf around them, gloves on, and...
You just described my outfit yesterday.
That you wore that much?
Yeah, I was freezing, and this morning I had a scarf, I had gloves, I couldn't text, so I took off the gloves, but it was a whole thing. My nose has not stopped draining since 5 a.m.
Last night, it was snowing in the panhandle. It was snowing in Florida last night. Usually, you don't hear those words in the same sentence. The Miami Herald says a cold front over the weekend has provided that rule wrong for shivering Floridians, bringing in a dusting of snow across the western panhandle late Saturday night into Sunday morning, with temperatures in the low 30s, and Escambia County is where they got it the worst. 2 inches of snow.
Nice.
Really?
And that Florida snow doesn't last long.
No.
That's crazy to think about, though.
It probably doesn't even look that nice. It's not like what you would typically think of your snow-capped mountain or a snowscape. It's 2 inches of snow that quickly becomes gross, dirty.
It's like diarrhea snow.
Cold sludge.
It's not nice. It's not. Like, when you watch the movies where the little kid on Christmas puts his nose up into the air and the snowflake falls gently and rests on his nose. No, it's just sludge that hits the ground.
The coldest we had had it in a while was about 6 to 8 years ago. We didn't snow in Orlando. We had light sleet.
Ooh,
all right.
It was the same day as the Disney Marathon. Those poor bastards who decided, hey, we're going to get up and run a marathon in the morning through Disney, also had to do it in record lows for the Orlando area.
I used to wake up as a little kid when it would get cold in the month of December in Florida and go out into the front yard. And you know when you get the dew on the grass? And when it would get real cold, it would almost look like snow. And I think until about the age of 6, I thought that that was what snow was out there on my front lawn. But they had it for real in the panhandle this weekend, 2 inches. And when you complain about that 2 inches, or you complain, oh, my God, it's cold this morning. I'm out working, driving around, doing deliveries. I don't know if I'll make it through the day. Well, remember the Colts-Bills game. Just keep that in mind.
My gosh.
I don't know if you watched any of that.
I didn't watch it, but I saw the pictures.
I watched a bunch of it just because of what was happening. Not even for the football game.
So what was happening?
There was so much snow. C-Lane, you saw this, right? You could barely see the players.
The only reason they ever stop or cancel a football game is lightning. But any other weather, I mean, if there was a hurricane, there would be no football game.
Oh, they did a football game in the middle of a hurricane before. I was at it. A Steelers game down in Miami. It was like right as the bands of the hurricane.
Down in Miami, I bet the hurricane still lost, huh?
I see. It's a football joke there. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I didn't watch much football yesterday. Most of my day was just laying in bed, in and out of sleep, watching Seinfeld on Hulu, because it was just the perfect day for that.
Both of those games over the weekend between Army Navy and the Colts Bills.
I saw the Army Navy one. Now, question: I don't know about Colts Bills, but the Army Navy, where they played that game, the lines on the field have to be heated.
I think so. Are they just scraping those every play?
Do they have like some volunteer, like the kids at the NBA games who wipe the sweat off the painted area? Like, I don't know.
I think they might. I think you might be right. I think they might be heated.
I think there's not a lot of stadiums that have that, the heated turf system, but to even see the lines, I don't even know how you see where you're going. I saw the pictures on Reddit yesterday of the Bills fans. You crazy SOBs.
I don't know what you're doing. What's the point of this?
But they have seats in the stadium that are not covered by anything, so they're just getting snowed on. And the ones that remained, I don't know how you survive.
You know why,
like
though. You know you stay at that game because you can go, you're not a Bills fan. I'm a Bills fan. I stayed in the Snow Bowl or whatever they're going to call it. I was sitting there during that game when you could barely watch what was going on. And they went into overtime, I believe. And there's like a kick at the end that looked like it was something out of Pee Wee football because you couldn't do anything. You couldn't see the ball. You couldn't barely see the field. And it makes me not want to bitch as much when it gets into the 40s in Florida. Mm-mm. Still probably going to do it, though.
The shot of them taking the field as the walking camera is following them and just Everything below them is white, and everything around them is very, very faint.
Didn't one of the teams have, like, white jerseys on, too? The day when you can't see the field and the snow is piling up, and hey, let's get out there with this so nobody could see us either. It was a mess out there, but fun to watch. Enjoyable to see at least that point of it. There are lots of things going on in the world. We'll touch on all those. We'll see what's on your mind, of course, with dispatches sent through the News Junkie app. And we'll get into a big story that broke on late Friday and then throughout Saturday and Sunday. Daniel Shaver, this is just incredible to digest what's happening here. Some fun stuff, everything in between. Stay put, big show today. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Documenting and contributing to the decline in American culture. This is the News Junkie.
With all the bad in the world, I love to see a positive story every once in a while. And people do until they don't. We'll get into that in just a second, but this Keaton Jones kid over the weekend made a video that went viral almost immediately. And somebody who's driving, I don't know if it's his mom or whatever, films this young kid. And he's just really upset because he's being bullied at school. And people are just bothering him. And he does this quick video where he's just so unaware of why somebody would do this to him. It's the terrible things that kids do to other kids. They always do this stuff. And the speech gets attention high and low from the far reaches of the internet. And it's because people fell for him. I think a lot of people have been bullied at some point in time. So when you see a young kid like this kind of just letting his heart out, if you haven't heard it, here's Keaton Jones doing it. It really tugs on the heartstrings.
Just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do you find joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? Oh. It's not okay.
What do they say to you?
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put a hand down my clothes. Threw bread at me.
Is it just you?
Yep.
Or is it other kids too that feel that way?
Say it's other kids too.
Oh,
poor guy.
How's that make you feel?
I don't like that they do it to me, and I for sure don't like that they do it to other people, because it's not okay. People that are different don't need to be criticized about it.
That's right.
It's not their fault. But if you are made fun of, just don't let it bother you. Just stay strong, I guess. It's hard.
Oh my God.
But it'll probably get better one day.
Yes, it will. There he is, Keaton Jones.
It makes me want to go to a school and kick all of the kids' asses.
Well, it made a lot of people feel that way because tens of thousands of dollars flowed into a college fund for the kid. Celebrities from the UFC, from the NFL, from all angles of sports and entertainment, and comedians and all these people, like pro wrestlers, stepped up. There was, by the end of the weekend started with him crying in the video going viral. It ended with him hanging out with celebrities, talking about how they got their new friend Keaton Jones and how they discovered how much they had in common, how cool he was. And I don't know, man, maybe that gives you a little bit of change when you go back to school, something to cash. Now the kid who was getting, what did he say, ham shoved down his pants?
That was hands. Maybe it was ham.
I think it was milk. They poured milk and shoved ham down his clothes, which is a waste of perfectly good ham.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
No more ham pants for him. He's now going to be one of the cooler kids on campus, I would think, since, oh, I don't know, Snoop Dogg's his new friend. He's hanging out with UFC President Dana White. They're going to fly him to Vegas. And all of this has gotten a lot of positive attention. The thing is,
he's ruined it for all the other dorky nose kids that
probably Probably.
Any other kid getting bullied today...
They just missed it.
...is not hanging out with Snoop Dogg.
You're going to have to double the crying and more than just ham in the pants.
You're going to hang out with Jimmy Buffett.
Still good, though. Still good.
Ham, pants, burger, in paradise.
It's going to be like the third or fourth kid down the line with the video where we go, okay. You know, we've already given to so many other kids who had ham pants.
It's like there was a short-lived thing where kids would ask celebrities to prom on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and a couple celebrities did it, and then it was like, then it went huge, and none of them did it, because they're like, look what we started.
Well, every time somebody did that, it had to be something, it had to be a different twist. Like, there was a kid who asked a porn star, and it's like, all right, the first porn star is going to do this. There has to be some new twist on all this stuff. Otherwise, you get no more attention.
I believe one of the ones that was the last to be successful, because everybody had done the prom thing already, was to the military ball. And then then people had to step up again because they're like, that's the military ball. It's different.
The bar gets raised and then nobody cares anymore.
Right.
But the real thing that happens at the end of this rainbow is we find out that he posted something online one time, or his mom has a photograph on her Reddit history, or this is how it works. We take these people, and it used to take decades. We go, let's bring up this person and make you famous, and everybody loves you, and women are fainting at your concerts, and the guys want to be you, and then we bring you, you know, smash down to planet Earth. Now, that happens in a weekend. Ken Bone, for example.
Mm-hmm. Ken Bone was a good one.
Everybody's Ken like, Bone look at Ken Bone. One. Look at Ken Bone in his sweater. And then by the end of the weekend, it's like, Ken Bone has a real porn addiction. Look what he's looking at online. And everybody turns on you. How long till Keaton is in the crosshairs there?
I don't know. He's too young for that. Well, I would hope not.
Like they'll find it.
Like you said, maybe his mom has a Reddit account that's got some...
And they'll do stuff like that. They'll go, look, his Uncle Tony. His Uncle Tony is a racist in this. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, we don't like him anymore. And then Trump comes out and support a little Keaton now because this is how it works now.
I like how he gets to hang out with Snoop Dogg, who's probably stoned out of his brain the whole time.
No idea what's happening.
It's okay, man. Just smoked his weed.
Total role model.
I think if I hung out with Snoop Dogg, I wouldn't be able to help myself. I'd just stare at him the entire time. Like, I'm hanging out with Snoop Dogg right now.
Somebody that I know played a show on the same bill as Snoop Dogg and was able to, like, meet him for a little bit. And Snoop Dogg, as you know, every couple of years, he has some new stat on how many blunts he smokes a day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the he's got the stash that he could just, you know, kind of flick one out with it still got some left. She said she picked it up and took it home and, like, went back to a party and goes, guys, Snoop Dogg tossed this on the ground. And they lit it up. And she said she's never been more high in her life.
I would if I met Snoop Dogg, and I don't have a bullying video like our friend here, but if I was Keaton Jones,
well,
hanging
you can
out
just
with,
listen to the show. We bully you plenty.
Hanging out with Snoop Dogg, I would ask him about that porn he was in.
Who?
And if he even remembers it. Because I don't know if you guys saw that. Snoop Dogg did a porn or like a Girls Gone Wild, and he was just smoking blunts the whole time. And his eyes were barely open. I don't know that he knows he participated in that thing. I think you could show it to him and go, look, this is you. And he goes, no, that's not me. But all the friends in the world, at least for the moment, for Keaton, until we all band together and tear him down into this Daniel Shaver thing in just a second. That's just always how
it
works.
What's wrong with you? It's until we burn him to the ground. And
you know how this works by now. Just the same thing over and over, and it's really unfortunate.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I randomly stumbled upon a mini documentary on Facebook about another viral person who we did the same thing to and had plenty of demons to show, the man with the golden voice.
Oh, yeah. The homeless guy.
The homeless guy who worked
Ted in... Ted something.
Ted Williams.
Yes, I think that's what it was.
Who worked in radio previously. So he's not just some bum with a voice. Like, he had had a radio job, but found himself homeless and addicted to drugs.
Yeah, he cracked his way out of it.
And then somebody finds him on the side of the road, and he's got this radio voice, and everybody goes, oh my gosh, let's give him all the jobs. And then
he's on Ellen.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh wait, he had an altercation with his daughter, and he's doing all the drugs.
Yeah, but there's a lot of famous people that do drugs, so If that's the case, then he fits right in.
It turned on that guy quickly. God only knows what he's doing now. A couple of dispatches. Here is Ash.
All right, guys. Listening to you for the first time in ages because I'm pulling a sickie today from work. Hopefully I feel okay soon because we'll be coming to see you on Friday for the Just Okay holiday party.
Nice. I'm
looking forward to it. Okay. Take it easy.
Sickie means he's not actually sick, right? He's just pretending to be sick.
I don't know. I don't know if that's their... If that's their term for calling in sick,
right,
but not being sick,
air quote,
a sickie.
I think that's what
don't
it is.
Know.
Here's Brandy.
Hey guys. So Keaton Jones. Wow. His life went from I don't want to get up in the morning to holy crap, I'm going to the Infinity Wars premiere. I'm going to go hang out with Dana White. I'm going to go hang out with Zed. I'm going to be arm in arm with Haley Steinfeld and Anna Kendrick at the Pitch Perfect premiere.
That son of a bitch.
Holy mackerel.
All right,
that's
now I hate him.
Awesome.
Now I hate him.
Your Anna Kendrick thing is strong, man.
She's cute.
I feel like C-Lane goes home sometimes like, Pitch Perfect 2 again. Don't mind if I do.
Something's going to get pitched.
Run a little bit more Anna Kendrick. Are you jealous of this kid now?
Put some ham down his pants. Put all the ham in this kid's clothes. Screw this little bastard.
He's going to run up to him at the premiere and just jam some ham down his pants.
You know what you did. Is it worth it?
Oh, God. All right, back to Brandy.
I think the mom did an excellent job with what she did with social media because I'm sure... Let's be real here. He's not just getting it in person, okay? He's for sure getting this on social media. And I think she did something very brave as a mother and put her kid on blast, more or less, and was like, hey, you need to say something. You need to stand up. Be that voice. Because kids his age are not speaking about being bullied. They only talk about it once they're adults.
Yeah, there were some people who were mad at the mom. And sometimes I feel that way. Like when you have a kid, you know, news story about a mother with an autistic kid, and she goes, nobody's coming to little Billy's birthday party. And they go to the local news because little Billy doesn't have anybody for the birthday party, and a bunch of strangers show up. And I'm thinking, this is a little weird. But this one, yeah, it was, she just letting him say his thing and let other people appreciate what he was saying. It's kind of one of the good things about social media for once. God knows I get bullied. Where's my Anna Kendrick? Where's my college tuition?
Then we will do that, but we do have to stuff ham down your pants.
I'm fine with it. Ham pants is fine. I mean, after posting a photo last week, when I was like, look, here's one of the magnets. Here's one of the new magnets for Game of Magnets. It's just like, all right, fatty, fat, fat, double chin man, and where's your hair going?
I don't care what anyone has to say.
I always get mad, and I'll scream at my laptop, and I'll be like, I'm more attractive than you. I'll say just anything to make myself feel better.
Is that when you get bullied for your alcoholism?
I get a little bit. I don't mind that.
You get a little heated.
When?
You got a little heated the other day. Somebody goes, oh, the Captain Morgan must be an effect. And you were like, go F yourself.
Yeah, because you can't say to somebody, hey, you ugly fat loser. And then I go, hey, F you. And then they go, whoa, you into the Captain Morgan? No, you just call me an ugly fat loser.
You're getting like really hyped up. This is not about you. This is about the little boy.
Where's Snoop Dogg? Where is he?
Where's Katy Perry?
Where's just anybody? I'll take like a low rate celebrity.
But if Snoop Dogg comes through, Katy Perry comes through, and if they search, there won't be videos of him talking smack about either. I could pull at least 5 clips where you're like, how could she say tiger twice in that song? She's the worst, but great boobs. Almost the T word.
Don't say that yet. We're not done for the year just yet, so we can't quite do that. I want to talk about this quickly. The story out of Arizona with this police officer who unbelievably was acquitted of this murder charge. It all happened in 2016 at a hotel room, where a guy by the name of Daniel Shaver, who was in town to, and this sounds really weird, but this was his job, take care of birds that were loose in a Walmart. So he had a tricked out BB gun, essentially, like an air rifle. And he was showing some people who he was drinking with up in his hotel room this air rifle. Somebody else had seen him, and they called 911. The police were dispatched to the scene. And the man and woman who were left in the hotel room at the time were told at gunpoint with a whole bunch of police officers with semi-automatic weapons pointing in their direction to crawl out to do this, to do that. the instructions that were given to them by these officers were like the worst game of Simon Says ever. For instance, moments before he was shot, Daniel Shaver was told to cross his legs behind him, okay, to put his hands directly up in the air and do not move them. And if you fall, you better fall flat on your face. Don't move your arms anywhere. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. This is a bloodthirsty officer ready to shoot and kill. God. And then with his legs crossed behind his back, his hands outstretched in the air.
Sobbing.
And he's crying and he's saying he's begging not to be killed. Begging this officer not to be killed. He's then told to crawl towards the officer. Now, if you can tell me what kind of twister expert move it takes to do that, I'm all ears. But there were just a few people still defending this guy. This guy
who
had on the side of his weapon had "you're effed" on the side of his weapon.
Really?
And they said, what, you think he wanted to shoot him? Yeah, you know what? I think a guy who has "you're effed" on the side of his weapon might be excited to pull the trigger.
Why does he have stickers or writing on the side of his weapon? Is it not like...
I guess they can use other weapons. I did not know that. I guess that police officers can have their own weapon in their vehicle.
That's true, but there should be a dress code of sorts.
I guess they don't. But they didn't even bring that up in court. I've got the audio of it for those of you who haven't heard, and you hear
they
the guy.
They tell you to move, young man. They tell you to put both your hands on the top of your head and interlace your fingers. Take your feet and cross your left foot over your right foot. Who else is in the room?
Nobody.
This is the officer down the hallway. And keep in mind, at any point in time during this very long video that they finally released after the verdict of not guilty, this officer, with the greatest of ease, could have gone down the hallway, could have cuffed this guy, pulled him out of the way, checked to see if the room was clear, like he just said, and been done with it. No one needed to die here. And yet we have a death toll. You know, Daniel Shaver is not with us anymore, and this officer gets no punishment. I'm going to take you to the part where it actually gets down to the shooting itself, which is a little bit dramatic, but here it is. Here's Daniel Shaver in the hallway being shot.
Okay, I need one more cuff rope.
All right, they cuffed the woman.
Hey, young man, listen to my instructions and do not make a mistake. You are to keep your legs crossed. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You are to put both of your hands, palms down, straight out in front of you. Push yourself up to a kneeling position.
Listen to this.
I said, keep your legs crossed!
Try that at home.
I didn't say this in conversation. Hands up in the air!
How do you follow all these instructions?
You do that again, we're shooting you. Do you understand?
Do not shoot me. Listen to my instructions.
I'm trying to do what you... Don't talk! Listen! Hands straight up in the air.
This guy is a madman.
Do not put your hands down for any reason. You think you're going to fall, you better fall on your face. Your hands go back in the small of your back or down. We are going to shoot you. Do you understand me? Crawl towards me.
There he is. Now crawl. With your hands in the air, crawl towards me. The guy's wearing, like, gym shorts. You can tell he definitely doesn't have a rifle in there, to say the very least. This could have been ended right here.
Crawl towards me! Don't
go! Oh, my God.
There we go. You know, that makes sense. And we get a not guilty in the case. It's just the kind of unbelievable stuff that you see in the headlines and go, you know, that can't really be happening out there. And I have seen far fewer people defend this officer, but there's still people, look, you told you to do this. He told you to do that. You got to drop this, man. If you're one of these people that go, hey, if you just listen to all the instructions, if you just do the impossible Simon Says instructions, if you just listen to all of them, You're going to be A-OK and you're going to be alive. That's all well and good for your stupid trolling argument online to get people fired up about something. But when it happens to you or your nephew or your daughter or your sister or your mother or whoever, you're going to go, you know what? Maybe this guy was acting like he was a member of SEAL Team 6 instead of being a police officer trying to clear a crying man from the hallway of a hotel where there was absolutely no danger. That is unfortunate. Tough as hell to watch, and I've seen a lot of things in a lot of videos like that. That one was one of the more clear examples of overreaction by the police. The jury had everything they needed to convict in this case and yet didn't do it. It's a major problem we continue to deal with in this country. That's not anti-police. That's anti-stupidity and useless death. And trust me, when it hits you and your family, you'll think twice about all that. Back in a moment, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie.
We'll get to some of your dispatches momentarily. God, I love stuff like this. The world of YouTube is full of so many people who, at all costs, just want to be famous. Whatever it takes, we'll do it. We'll record it.
Facebook,
we'll put it up there.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
Famous, man. And it doesn't matter how stupid you look. There's no shame in the game at all. And I've never heard of this account called TGF Bro. But they were all over creation recently because a 22-year-old by the name of Jimmy Swingler decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, for viral fame, put my head inside of a microwave and cement it in there. Because when I think about good ideas, that's what comes to mind. He got a microwave. He put his head in it and filled it with something called polyfilla, which quickly hardened. He had an air tube in there that was supposed to help him breathe, but the expanding cement blocks the airflow, and after having his head stuck in a microwave for an hour and a half, they called 911, or I think they're in the UK, so what is it, 999?
Something like that.
And it took about an hour to get this guy's head out of the microwave. The photo of it is pretty unbelievable. See, like, maybe we could put that up on See It Now in the News Junkie app. So everybody could take a look. TGF Bro, all one word or whatever, is the name of this guy. And they thought it was hilarious. The kids who are involved in this, they're like, oh my God, look at this. The news is covering this around the world. You know what we need to do with this? They really need it. And because they have the NHS in Britain, I bet it costs them nothing. I bet there's no punishment for this stupidity. And you're pulling away people in emergency services because you're a dumbass trying to record a video where you cement your head in a microwave.
Was it worth it? Where do you go from here? Or you think you're going to get some sort of call from a YouTube group? It's like, we've been waiting for a microwave cement guy.
Well, they get millions of subscribers, and people go, oh, let's watch this idiot. And then he was saying, at least in his response video, I don't care. I don't care. This is the greatest day in the world for me. I cemented my head in a microwave. And I'm thinking, you know what? I honestly wish that the emergency services crew, the firemen and the you know, the EMS or whatever, show up to the scene when they do this and go, we're going to let that stay where it is.
Yeah.
We're going to drill you an air hole and we're going to have you in there. We'll put a little feeding tube up in there, but we're going to put you in the microwave for a week or so. Then maybe, you know, when we get some free time of the schedule, we'll say, all right, it's a slow Sunday afternoon. Let's go in there and now get his head free from the microwave.
You think you have followers now. Just wait till they start following the account of a guy who has a microwave stuck in his head for eternity.
Just walking around, doing everyday things, going to the DMV, microwave on the head, all for the viral
Facebook,
fame, man.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
Unbelievable what we've come to. And I think the firemen that responded to the incident were not too pleased about this. This is supposed to be them. Let's see.
The Forest Service were called out yesterday afternoon to an incident involving a 22-year-old man who had deliberately put a microwave oven onto his head and glued it onto his head with polyfiller.
Brilliant.
That microwave oven was stuck for 90 minutes before they decided to phone for help. They called for the ambulance crews to help. The ambulance crews arrived and needed our support. When we turned up, we also struggled to remove that microwave from his head. It took us over 60 minutes. And we also needed to involve our specialist technical rescue team to do that.
60 minutes is nothing. Just leave it on there for a week. Just let him sit there with that thing.
They said they tried to dismantle the microwave, but much of a microwave, I guess, is welded together. Oh, so good. It's not like they could just unscrew all the screws.
I don't have any information about how they did it. Do you see anything like what they would do to get that off there to begin with?
I would think like Jaws of Life at that point.
Just start chopping it to pieces, or maybe there's something that reacts with this polyfiller stuff that makes it unharden, or...
If it took an hour, then they couldn't chip away from the polyfiller, but they must have had to do it like piece by piece and cutting the microwave up. What I want to know is what was the process for coming up with that idea?
Yeah.
Because I've looked at a microwave almost every single day of my life these past 27 years, and I've never thought... Not only do I want to put my head in it, but I also want to cement it in there forever.
He's got a wheel. You spin it, it goes around, you go, all right, we landed on microwave and concrete. Let's go for it.
While our crews in attendance this instance, they were unable to attend any other instance. We pride ourselves on our 5 minutes attendance standard. That means that if we have an instance where there's life at risk, our appliances will be there within 5 minutes. And that gives us our best chance to save that life.
Leave them in the microwave.
If we're attending incidents that are YouTube videos where we have people who have been irresponsible, those crews are unable to attend those life risk incidents.
I would have told them, there's only one way, buddy. Listen, Mr. Jimmy Swingler, there's only one way to get you out of this microwave you've cemented on your head in the quest for the viral video. We have to plug the microwave in.
Put it on
20 minutes, and slowly but surely, we're melting your head out of there. And if we have something left when we're done, that's how you'll live the rest of your life.
Part of it, before the ambulance got there, to try and get his airway clear, they were using a power drill on the cement, which, if that goes too far... Could have just went right up in his chin.
Yeah, right in the throat. It could have killed him a million different ways. But guess what? Viral fame. How awesome is that?
I can't imagine being the first responders to that situation and just walking in and seeing what happened and going, are you effing kidding
me? Yeah, I'd lose my mind. And I'd go, there's somebody right now that needs our help for real. And you idiot, look where you've put us here. Take a look at the photo of what this dummy did on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. I did love this, though. And now they're saying it's cringeworthy. The NYPD has decided to get a little hip.
Ooh.
They've released a music video for the 7th Precinct on the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
In an effort to connect with the millennials out there. Some people are saying cringeworthy. I don't know. I think this might land... I really, truly enjoyed it. Let's see if you guys like it.
Coming at you.
Yeah.
SEO program, 7th Precinct. Got a little flow for you. I got energy, got a lot of energy. Trying to get a hood, lots and lots of synergy. We got energy, lots and lots of energy. Trying to get a hood, lots and lots of synergy.
I think this is a Drake song.
Yes, it is. Energy.
The energy?
One of my favorites.
So they took that from Drake, and then the rest of it, they turned it into NYPD.
Commander-in-Chief, the 7th CO, letting you all know how my NCOs flow. What? Day and night to the community's delight.
What?
I got three steady sectors. Adam Boy C, helping the community out with unity. First up to bat is Sector A.
Can you hear the
Wanted
beat?
Want to tell the people what you got to say.
Yeah. Huh.
Officer Moran, Lower East Side, not the B side. That's how I ride.
Yeah.
NYPD is what I rep. 11 years on and I ain't done yet. Basketball City, Gouverneur Gardens, just to name a few. Let me introduce you to someone from my group.
They're not very good rappers.
Yeah, this is not good.
I'd have to stick with the firefighting.
Yeah, and all they did was put like a boombox in the background. They didn't put anything to actually mix it well. Hold on, a little more.
Detective Crook, here to say, backing up my partner each and every day. Sector Adam is how I roll. Neighborhood policing is my goal.
What? Yeah. My P.O.'s dump and I'm not a chump. Hanging out in Seaward Park and all the LES landmarks. I have sediment tenements, it's not a mystery. Delancey to Grand were available on demand.
What?
Allen to the FDR.
Oh, God. It's like the
really bad.
The goofiest guy in the background. He does the like cartoon cat arm cross, lean back. What?
Yo.
The hype man in the background. This is all bad.
Sitting for the say dog, egg drop soups from Mings. If you need help, give our phones rings. Who's the hottest MC? Haha, not me. I may spit the wackest rhymes, but I can help you solve crimes.
Hey.
Okay, I don't know.
Did they practice beforehand? Anything that just went forward?
It sounds like this was the first go at it. And then you got to hear the end because they do a shout out, like, you know, follow me on Twitter kind of thing. The 7th Precinct, the NYPD, cringeworthy, they say. Yeah, I think they're probably right.
On the way to Cass Deli, hit me up for a meet and greet whenever you're ready. Shout out to Big Sam. He's my number one hitter. Do me a favor. Hit me up on Twitter.
Hit me up on Twitter. There they go. There's no real name for it. I don't see it. I think it's just the 7th Precinct rap is what we'll call it here. Maybe there's a better way to get the message across.
Perhaps.
Just maybe. I rethink this. I get being hip, you know, trying to connect with the youngins. And
yeah, it's like Lazy Scranton all over again.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like an NYPD version of Lazy Scranton from, of course, The Office. Why don't you just catch up with The Office?
Caught up. I've watched all the seasons. I love the show. You guys make me hate it.
What? We make you hate The Office? I figured that once Sabrina got a couple of lines, you'd be in on this.
Yeah.
You'd be
any lines. I'm not good at movie quotes and TV show quotes. I can print something out. But it's not like it's going to do anything. You guys you have a gleam in your eye every time you quote The Office.
It really did sound like
sitting in my office with a plate of grilled bacon. Cold man Dwight, see what was shaking.
Back in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Someday, Alexa will know everything. Alexa, how do I get rid of a deadbeat roommate?
Try poisoning them.
But until then, just tell her to play WTKS-FM Orlando.
Getting WTKS Orlando Radio from iHeartRadio.
Send us your dispatches. Just make it interesting, or Sabrina's gonna hit you with a tuba.
It's the News Junkies.
Oh, look at that. It is Monday. It is noon. Let us all welcome Amy Caulfield from Fox 35.
Hi, guys.
T-Lane's not sat down. He's just kind of getting it together.
We missed you.
Cheering
and
moving.
I missed you guys, too.
Good to have you back. You just went on a little vacation.
Yeah, I just took a quick little trip. We drove up to Charleston for a couple days. No kids.
Yeah, what do you do? Do you beach it up there?
No,
it too cold?
We stayed in the historic district. It was like in the 60s. It was perfect. It's so pretty. And then it's so pretty this time of year because it's such a historic city.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, everybody's all decked out for the holidays. And so it was beautiful.
Have you been to any of the beaches nearby Charleston, like Edisto?
Uh-huh, yeah, we've done Isle of Palms before, which is lovely. And then Kiawah and Seabrook, which are kind of the two like resorts that are close by. That's a pretty area. It's a gorgeous area up there.
I haven't been since I was a little kid. But during the break, Amy was saying, you know, she went and the kids were left behind to get a little private time.
Not alone, by the way. And they had adults with them.
And no, just leave them in the house. Just put some cereal out or something. And I said, all right. And C-Lane turned it into Creepsville immediately.
No. The way you said, all right, you're like, oh, well, yeah.
Hey, every couple deserves a little time.
It's important.
Of course.
To enjoy a beautiful
it's
city.
True. Even if What's it's... the worst thing you can do in your marriage is forget that you have to date your spouse for the rest of your life.
I know a lot of people dedicate at least one night every other week to go on a date night.
Yeah, sure.
You have
and
to.
Sometimes that means just catching a buzz together and cuddling or... maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Either way.
Sabrina.
Right. Who's creepy now?
It keeps the marriage alive.
I love your blouse today, Sean, by the way.
Feel free.
Sabrina, I like this blouse you're wearing today.
Thank you very much.
It's so pretty. Is it a jacket?
It is.
It's super cute.
It's kind of
like a kimono.
A lot
like
of people have not been able to see it because it was under four other layers, considering it was 35 degrees this morning.
Yeah, I was telling Amy that this weekend, she's like, C-Lane showed her his Christmas sweater, which is very offensive.
Tacky.
Very, very tacky. It involves reindeer sex, and Rudolph is both a giver and a receiver.
She didn't notice.
Tacky sweater.
She didn't notice at first. She's like, oh,
I was like,
nice
oh, it's
sweater.
So nice.
And then I was like, see Sean? And Sean got it immediately.
Well, I mean, the reindeer sex was right there.
She didn't notice.
I mean, how do they make more reindeer without reindeer
sex? I was admiring C-Lane's girlfriend. I was like, oh, she's so pretty, C-Lane. And then I was like, so I was actually looking more at the girlfriend.
Totally distracted from the reindeer humping on the sweater.
Well, I was saying it's 40 degrees, which to most people, not that cold. But on Saturday, I go into the closet. I'm looking around. I got nothing.
I know.
I might have to borrow your reindeer sex sweater. Buddy. The temperature dips down
so
a little
bit.
So
can I tell you a little secret about Fox 35?
Sure.
Ooh. We don't have heat in the building.
Oh, you don't?
You don't have heat in the building.
We do not have heat in the building.
No,
they never put heat in the building. They thought, oh, it's Orlando, Florida. You don't need heat. It's fine here. It's warm all year round. All you need is air conditioning. So there's no heat in the building. So
you can, see your breath as you're doing the reports in the morning?
Pretty close. Okay, so here's what happens. So what happens is that the system continues to churn air throughout the building, right? Because you have to have air flowing.
Otherwise, it's like stale.
Right. So guess where the air comes from?
I don't know.
Outside.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
We literally were like popsicles this morning doing, if you notice teeth chattering or, we're like popsicles. And of course you can't dress for outside.
Yeah.
You have to look like your normal inside clothes.
Can you
I just froze all morning.
For the day?
Yeah, it'd be warmer.
It would. I mean,
I know.
I gotta tell you, I couldn't do that. I'm very sensitive. It would be clear that I was cold if I was wearing a shirt that was too thin.
Yeah, because it could be 85 degrees out and your nipples are just poking.
And if it's that cold in the studio.
That doesn't happen to guys. I
don't want to be inappropriate, but if you took a look at his nipples right now, they'd be staring right back at you.
All right, this way we're going far too creepy
here.
You
brought it up.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, struggles that we all go through,
I guess.
Look
her in the eyes when you're talking.
No, I can't. Not anymore. Lost all sense of eye contact here at this moment in time. I'm losing it.
It's a good moment.
Well,
he is as red as a tomato.
Did you have an enjoyable vacation?
I did. It was lovely. Yeah. I got away for a couple days. It was nice. And then came back and I was just trying to get all my Christmas stuff done.
Kid-free Charles Day. Right.
You know what that means.
Stop it. Come on.
What's happening in the world?
There's a lot going on today, as you guys know. We had the suicide bomber who was not successful in committing suicide this morning in Manhattan.
He did survive.
Yeah. He's actually going to be okay, they think.
So, didn't they say that this guy, he was on his way to pull off a suicide bombing in New York?
Yeah, they believe that he maybe pressed the button prematurely. But they're saying it was a very low-tech device.
I fiddle with things. And if there's something next to me, I'm going to play with it. I'm always holding a pen. I would be very careful with the detonator for the suicide vest that you're wearing.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what happened.
But I don't even think that if he had waited, I'm not sure that this device would have done much of anything anyway.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. So police said that they did speak to him briefly, and he said that he put the device together on the job. He worked at an electric company, and he put it together at work.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows how long he'd been planning this. He'd been in the U.S. for 7 years, 27-year-old guy. His name is Ikayed Allah. He has a Bangladeshi background, but he'd been living in Brooklyn. I don't know. That's the scoop on more about him.
Well, another one of these people that looks to have been remotely inspired by ISIS.
Yes,
and then
he was inspired by ISIS.
With all the good of availability of information comes the bad, and it's not that hard, believe it or not, to look up something online to be able to figure out how to build that kind of
scary.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's scary. So anyway, a couple other people were injured. Those people were told minor injuries. The bomber himself had the worst injuries. They already have pictures out, I'm sure you guys have seen, of him laying
him
on the
ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can see he's got some burns to his stomach, but otherwise they think he's going to be okay. So anyway, we'll be able to get more information about this guy.
I'll tell you what gets me is when something like that starts breaking like it did this morning, you're doing the show, the moment you see it, reports of an explosion here in New York, you go, oh, God. And we do that. I mean, it's the unfortunate reality of life now. It's like when you see reports of an active shooter at a school, you go, please, no.
I know.
And then you just kind of buckle up. That, I hate to say this, kind of a best case scenario.
No, yeah, it could have been so, so, so much worse. So the fact that there's no loss of life is huge. And it sounds like he just, you know, didn't do a very good job of with executing his plan. And that's exactly the way we hope that it happens.
Terrible suicide bombers are my favorite kind of suicide bombers.
Very bad at it. All right. So we got a couple of stories that we're following up on today. We've got a guy that was shot. It happened, a road rage case right in front of the Altamont Mall on 436, which, as you guys know, and I'm sure you guys have all driven 436. That's a crazy road. It is so busy. So much traffic. And then, of course, you add in holiday traffic and mall traffic and everything else. So they are saying it's not random that it looked like these two cars had, you know, kind of been arguing, or that there had been some issues going on back and forth between the two cars as they were going down the road. The guy who was shot was taken to RMC. Just thankfully, minor injuries there. There was a woman in the car, too. So they're still trying to get more information about the vehicle that left the scene. So we're going to follow up on that today.
You have a road rage? You have any road rage issues? No?
No. I mean, there are times I get angry. Like, people are acting
like
fools.
It's a minor.
But, you know,
minor rage.
Well, Sean has permanently erect nipples, so I'm okay with the road rage.
Yeah, fine.
No, I get angry because people...
raging out about the road rage.
Thank you so much for coming in, Amy. I really appreciate it.
Let me know
anything's happening over at the station.
Go ahead.
Like, job openings.
No, it's okay. I'm all done.
I'd hire her at a heartbeat.
I figure you could just muscle it through and get what you were saying out.
I don't have road rage. I feel like everybody else drives poorly, and sometimes it is my duty to indicate via a honk of the horn or middle finger that they are driving poorly and it's time to pay attention.
Especially
the texters and drivers.
I never honk because I don't know the rules of the road good enough. I could possibly be in the wrong.
Oh, you're worried that you might honk at somebody?
Yeah. Like, I honk and then I was the one screwing it up. So I just kind of, I just slowly drive.
I say sorry often. If I do make a mistake,
do you do the little wave?
I make sure I'm like, sorry about that. Yeah. And really, it does change it, because you could see the rage in their eyes. And as soon as they say sorry, they're like,
all right.
It's okay.
Oh, she's
okay.
A nice
no
person.
Problem.
She's a nice person wearing a pretty blouse.
I've been flicked off by the guy that was in the wrong. Like, I was honking at him because he was merging into my lane when I was there. And he instead of being sorry for anything, he was like, F you, guy, I'm
and
in the right.
That's what sends you into a rage.
Yes.
When the person's wrong and then doing that.
Super jerky jerks. Mm-hmm. Not cool.
Super jerky jerks.
I like that.
That's the double whammy. We got to rest up in Gainesville this weekend. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Okay, so this WWE wrestler, his name is Rich Swann. His real name is Richard Allen Swann, which I think is fascinating because most of these guys don't actually go by their real name.
Sure.
Right? Okay, but anyway, so he is recently married and apparently had gotten into an argument with his new wife on their way home from one of her matches. They're on their way home to Gainesville.
She's a wrestler, too.
She is also a wrestler. Yes, very pretty girl. So they're apparently getting into an argument in the car. Her name is Venara Riggs, and her professional wrestler name is Sue Young.
Okay.
Okay. So they're getting into an argument in the car, and then I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I guess they had stopped at a light, and she got out of the car, and so then he got out of the car, and he grabbed her, he put her in a headlock. This is all according to police.
Did he body slam her? And then
this is, like, not good, and then dragged her back into the car. She's screaming for help the whole time, and then a witness says that she could see her beating on the window and continuing to scream as the car is driving away erratically.
That is...
And, yeah.
Well, I'm glad somebody reported it, right?
Yes, someone did report it. He traveled and down the road and hit a telephone pole, and apparently,
what a weekend!
Yeah, it was kind of a mess. So he's now been charged with false imprisonment, domestic battery. He's in the Alachua County Jail.
False imprisonment is that because of her being in the car and not
didn't
want to
be right? Like, she was trying to get away,
slamming, trying to get out of there.
It's kind of like kidnapping, I guess, is what they would.
Do you ever go away on your vacations, Amy, and then when you come back, you say, what if there was no bad news? It was just the perfect day, and now everything turns around.
But it never happens that way. And for some reason, why is it that there's always crazy breaking news on Monday?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Always
there was a lot
on
this
a Monday.
Morning.
Yes.
Yeah, you had the chef, too, who was the latest in the sex accusations. Mm-hmm. Mario Batali caught up today.
I saw that.
Stuff in New York.
Do you follow the news when you're on vacation, or you just kind of tune it out? Oh, you
no,
do?
No, I do. Yeah, I kind of can't help it. You know what I mean?
I think Sean does too.
He's a news junkie.
He's the junkie, obviously. Me, I have the ability to just turn the hell off.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here's an interesting dichotomy here. Sabrina will come in on, let's say, a Monday or so, and we'll go back and forth, and we'll go, hey, did you see this? Hey, did you see that? And usually we've seen the things that each other are bringing up, but we'll talk back and forth like that. C-Lane could come in. You don't even have to ask. He hasn't seen it. We know that he doesn't know the story.
I mean, I saw a little bit of the kid that was bullied video. I didn't know all the celebrities are helping him out now. But I got little bits and pieces of what's going on. I knew there was an explosion in New York this morning. But, I mean, for the most part, though.
Off the grid.
Absolute tune out.
Yeah. Oh, you should watch Fox 35 in the morning.
You should.
I really do get a lot of stories out of that.
On the weekend?
Not only you, everybody.
We have it on the
weekend,
too.
Yeah, but I don't wake up in the morning.
You can TiVo it or whatever they do now. You can watch this stuff.
TiVo.
Or go to the... That sounds dated, doesn't it?
TiVo, should I Alta Vista the directions to Fox 35?
You can watch each and every morning on Fox 35. Amy Kaufelt and the crew over there. Thank you so
much.
Love you guys. As per usual.
Love y'all.
Go to the website, fox35orlando.com, for all those stories and many, many more every day. And for breaking news when it happens, back in a second. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Preparing you
for the impending robot uprising.
This is the News Junkie.
We're too young to make it out. Let's give them something to talk about. Can you be the fire alone? Because I can feel the fire coming on.
Oh, it's the time of year when you start watching all the Christmas movies, and everybody starts to get in arguments about the Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. Which one's the best? Which one's the funniest?
Die Hard, best Christmas movie.
That's the one that starts the fights right now. I saw a brand new one, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't know when we started to watch it was a Christmas movie. I don't know how I didn't know, but the cover art and stuff, it didn't lend you to believe that it was a Christmas movie, and it's called Better Watch Out.
I saw this
weekend. And I kind of went into it blind. I'll do this every once in a while, just see what's out there. And then I'll look, and it's got like an 89 on Rotten Tomatoes or something. And it's kind of a thriller, and I like those movies. So I watched this, and I don't know what I was expecting, but this movie is messed up.
It's okay.
Like psychologically messed up?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the most messed up Christmas movie I've seen ever. It's called Better Watch Out. It's got the kid from, I don't know if you guys have seen the family movie, Alexander's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Or yes.
With Steve Carell. It's got Patrick Warburton as the dad and a couple other people you might recognize, but just some like younger stars. And so I thought it was going to be some kind of thriller where they're in the house and there's a killer in the house. And it goes in these directions where... I mean, there's a 13 or 12-year-old kid who's trying to have sex with a babysitter. There is rampant drug use throughout the movie. Really just lines that they say, and you're looking and you're like, what the hell is happening here?
What was the rating?
It's R. It's definitely an R.
Okay.
And watching it, I thought, oh, this is like a kind of like a teen, I don't know, thriller. I thought maybe it was PG-13. No, it's a hard R. And I was watching that going, I don't even know how I feel. After I watched it, I was like, I don't know if I thought that was good or if it was just so disturbing. I'll tell you one of the things that was in it. I don't want to ruin it because you should watch it. It's called Better Watch Out. The kid who is the star of the show, I guess, he is kidnapping these people. And in one scene, he recreates for real. Because they do all these callbacks to famous Christmas movies like Home Alone and stuff. He does for real the Macaulay Culkin paint can trick to somebody that he's got down in the stairs. And it shows what it would really look like were you to actually do this. And it's the most grotesque.
Like knocks thing. Their teeth out.
Yeah. You know, like one of those moments in like an American History X where they do the curb stomp scene and you're watching and you go, oh God. Man, I was not prepared for that. You should check that out, though, if you haven't seen it yet. That, to me, when it's a like a horror and a thriller, even though there's snow and Christmas trees, it just doesn't seem that Christmassy to me for reason.
Aside from the title.
Yeah, you got that. And that's, again, why I said I didn't understand. I don't know how I didn't know with Better Watch Out that it's not a Christmas movie.
But what defines a Christmas movie now that we get into these arguments or discussions? Does it have to have, like, the meaning of Christmas involved in it? Like,
no.
It's not all about presents. It's about being good to others or a good message. Or if it has, like, Bad Santa, or there's no good message, but obviously it's Christmas time and he's Santa, that makes it a Christmas movie. And
Bad Santa's a good tie-in, too, because maybe that's what it's about. Everybody wants to reject this sort of hunky-dory, like, family outlook on Christmas and go for something crazier. But I always think that if it's a Christmas movie, Christmas has to be integral to the plot in some way, which is why I say Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, but...
How was Christmas involved in Die Hard?
It's just Christmas. Well, it happens and it starts at a Christmas party, but...
Seems pretty integral to me.
It's more shoot 'em up, racing cars, or chase scenes and that kind of stuff. Anyhow, check that out. It was weird as hell. And if you got some free time during the holiday break, Better Watch Out is worth your time. Just to leave you sitting back going, what just happened? Here's Trucker Stone with a dispatch.
Hey, Sean, C-Lane, and Sabrina. Trucker Stone here. I was at that Colts versus Bills game yesterday in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, man.
I don't miss any home games. Well, we got there at 9 o'clock in the morning for tailgating, and the parking lot was clear, no snow or anything like that. And right before the game started, the blizzard just blew in. I'm telling you, it was at least 20, 25-mile-an-hour winds. It had to be about 28 degrees or so.
You couldn't pay me to do that. To sit in the stands, covered in snow, 25-mile-an-hour winds, just frostbiting your whole body, if that's a word, which is not. Thanks, Trucker Stone. I'm glad you enjoyed it, though. Here's Joe Pa.
Kids are little dicks. They're little terrors and demons. Do what they want. We were all little dicks once. Doesn't give them a right to bully Keaton. Good for Keaton and all the things he gets to go do now. Go rub it in their face, man. Show them that they're little dicks.
Yeah, I wonder if he's popular. Say little dicks one more time. I wonder if he's popular at the school today. Going back in on Monday and like, oh, man, I saw you all over TV. Granted, you were crying and talking about ham pants for a little while. But after that, all the celebrities wanted some time with you, so that's kind of cool. Here's Water Bottle Vodka Teacher.
What up, Junkown Gang? WBVT, full and total effect. The bullying thing definitely hit home when you guys were talking about it. I only get to listen to you on my lunch, so I got to record this kind of fast. But, man, over 25 years, I've seen so many incidents and so many kids that were devastated. I always try to help them out with humor. And if I have to go down there and confront a kid or do something like that, I try to do that without getting the principal in the loop so the kid doesn't seem like a snitch. I try to be as cool as I can about it. But I have definitely counseled kids and told them, look, man, step on his toe and throw an uppercut. And run for your life. So I have to admit, it's probably not the government educational pedagogy teacher thing to do, but I've told kids that. That's what I would tell my own kids.
Yeah.
I do have honors kids, and I've taught honors for a few years, and they're a different breed. And I try to get them to care for each other in the class. So we'll do this weekend recap every Monday, and they'll listen to each other's stories so they know who plays soccer, who does cheerleading, who sings, who goes to Disney World every weekend, who likes Harry Potter, stuff like that. And that really helps. But there's always a thug or tough kid in every class.
Yeah, you got to have a fight to stop some of those. And the problem is a lot of kids that get bullied are also sweet kids.
Of course.
They're not like the violent type that would go out there and fight back.
Well, that's why they're getting bullied.
Yeah, I mean, because they're easy target.
If they're the fight back type, I mean, that's, you know, they tell you that. Your whole time growing up is bullies do it for the reaction, and they pick an easy target, and this and this and that. That's why they're all sweet kids.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it just works out that way,
of course,
I guess.
A teacher's not going to give advice like that to a student who is very capable of continuing that kind of violence and being physical.
Yeah.
It's somebody who needs to get out of a situation, and they're probably too scared to do anything.
Yeah, the kids who are just easy targets, and every time that kid that's an easy target, once it starts, that's one of the problems, right? Like, once it starts, you're now the kid who gets bullied. Mm-hmm. And so even other kids who get bullied, there's layers of it. And if you're that kid on the bottom of the totem pole, man, You're getting a lot of crap from a lot of people. That's not a fun way to go through high school. Here's Flounder.
Want to wish a happy birthday to my girl tearing up the charts on live trivia, Dr. Payne.
All right, I didn't see that, but thank you, Flounder. Thomas?
Hey, guys. In regards to the kid who cemented his head in the microwave, you would kind of blame YouTube for that a little bit, right? I mean, what had they done? I mean, they should have done is demonetize their channel. Because, you know, it nearly killed a kid for doing stupid pranks to get viral hits. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, there's definitely a big problem out there with YouTube, and they should demonetize stuff that would encourage other kids to replicate something and encourage those kids to do something that could result in them getting really hurt. Because a little kid goes, I've only got 15 subscribers on YouTube. They've got 4 million now, or however many they actually have, this kid who put his head in a microwave and cemented it in there. All I have to do is this, and then the news will cover it, and there I go. Now I'm famous like H3H3 and PewDiePie or whatever. And they try that. So, yeah, I think they should discourage that kind of stuff by demonetizing it. Back with the next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1 on Twitter, brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1. If you're not confused, you are not paying attention. This is the News Junkie.
Get ready to see them live this Friday at Hard Rock Live, the fourth annual Just Okay holiday party, the biggest party of the year, bigger and better than we have ever done it before. And if you're new to this show, if you've never been, I get that you can hear things because we've kind of boxed ourselves in. You can hear things and go, the Just Okay holiday party? Like we're paying money through Ticketmaster to go to your holiday party? It's just the name. It's all sorts of amazing performances on the stage. The entire event is full of these moments where you're going to want to take pictures. You're going to see viral stars hanging out at the place. I'm working on one right now, which I told you guys about this when I first started, and I'm about to lock this person down, I think, this week.
Is it the... this?
No. No, hold on. I'll tell you in the talk back.
Okay.
I gotta see.
He's telling me right now. And are you serious?
Yeah, him.
Nice.
So, so we already said Frankie McDonald will be doing a satellite appearance at the show. Joker Gang Gang will be there in person, which is frightening to me.
Okay, you still need to update me on that, by the way. I'm going to put that on the to-do list.
I'll give you the manager's phone number. We'll figure out what the best things to do with that are. But he's going to be there, and I know a lot of people were interested in that. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I do know this. And I know this sounds like I'm just screwing around. I continue to have the nightmare about the GG Deluxe. Is that what I'm saying?
Oh, are you still having bad dreams about that?
I swear to God. And I'm scared. I'm legitimately scared about this because all I keep thinking of is this video that she had. And it's her in her backyard. And she is, first of all these performers are awesome looking. You know, they look really cool up there on the stage, and like they've been doing this and touring the world for a long time, which they have. But she has this video, GG Deluxe, in her backyard. I think she lives in New Orleans or Louisiana, and she's shooting at this mannequin bent over backwards, like upside down, with a compound bow. Mm-hmm. And I just keep like kind of picturing myself on the stage, and every time the arrow like goes in an eyeball or into my arm.
I've had like a couple people, including 20 Penny Circus, who they know Gigi. When I talk to Gigi on the phone, like, is Sean really going to do it? I'm like, oh yeah, he lost. That's the whole thing. Like, well, he can't move.
Yeah, I don't want to. And I'm scared that I'm going to be scared and move. And then like it turns from a funny thing into now I've got a damn arrow in my body and I could die.
Like, this is very important and understand. And I will reiterate this to you. I'm sure Gigi will as well. Also, I'm going to need your signature for the
not signing anything.
Liability.
Not signing anything.
No, you have to. There, when it comes to archery, especially what she does, it is much easier to hit an apple on top of your head versus somebody's entire body. Like, surprisingly, the smaller the target, the easier for them.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
So if you're wobbling around, you're going to create a hard target.
Okay.
You're going to create a risky situation.
So hang on. Stand still, Sabrina. Stand still, perfectly still, as I aim this arrow at you.
Yeah.
Don't move.
I'm saying you can't drink a lot.
All I want to do is move.
Can't drink
a lot. Oh, I'm drinking.
You're going to get shot.
I have to drink to be able to do it. I do not want to do this. And I'm legitimately worried about it. At first, it was kind of funny. And then now I'm thinking about it. Let's be real here. Even the best Olympic archers, I guess they would call themselves, Olympic archers miss every once in a while, and they'll go 3, 4, 5, 6
but
inches off.
All about the content. Of all people, the news junkie.
I don't want the content anymore.
This is going to be great. We're going to go viral. I'm willing to offer to
take
your place.
Please, yes,
done. $500.
I might do that.
Actually cover the cost of something else.
I might do that. $500?
Was it?
What's it covering the cost of?
An extra act.
Oh, $500. I get out of it and we get an extra act?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, 300 and then 200 go to me.
I think people after this will be mad at me. We'll figure something out. I think I have to do it because now other people will be angry that I pushed out of this or whatever and didn't do it.
The whole thing.
I don't want to do that. Quickly, before the next episode, I love these stories. West Palm Beach, Florida, a car towing a trailer full of pornographic DVDs overturned early Monday morning on 995. Creating a big mess on the road.
Oh, yeah, and a big mess in my pants.
3:30 a.m., DVDs, porn all over the covers, and the DVDs all over the roads. Multiple lanes closed, and they did not get it cleaned up until 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at least a couple of those FHP guys snagged a DVD or two.
There was no theme for the DVDs, though?
No.
Was it like, it was an all...
I just can't
barely
believe,
legal.
I can't believe people are still buying porn DVDs. It blows my mind every
day. Yeah, that's the fact that there's a market for that. And we've always said that the pornography industry is a huge industry that's constantly churning out material and making a bunch of money. I don't know who's paying the money.
I don't know.
It's old men.
Really old men, I think. Let's do the next episode.
Okay.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it, even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
I've always enjoyed my breasts being touched during sex more than anything else.
Nothing.
Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
I was quoting somebody.
Hello. Yeah, yourself.
Mm-mm. No, I wasn't.
Guy with boobs.
I don't know.
37 years ago. The year 1980.
Mm-hmm.
The person, Tom Selleck, making mustaches cool, baseball hats, and aloha shirts.
Magnum P.I.?
That is correct.
You've never seen Magnum P.I.
You're right, I haven't.
How do you know this?
I still got the point.
How do you know this then?
The mustache thing, mostly. Oh.
It was a long shot. He could have named any other Tom Selleck movie or TV show.
I never watched an episode of Magnum P.I., but I always remembered the name. Because at the South Florida Fair, they had the pig races, and one of them was always called Magnum P.I.G. And I didn't know what that was, and I learned, and now that's why I know that.
Now, Tom Selleck, very familiar to Burt Reynolds, but not to be confused, because in West Palm or Jupiter, one of those has
Jupiter.
A museum,
yeah.
Right? Who is it?
Jupiter is who was the second one you said?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds, yeah.
Well, a little fun fact for everybody. Now, fun fact. Part two, lines are already forming outside of Man's Chinese Theater for The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. That doesn't come out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
What's very interesting is this group of people have spent so much time together already that their asthma attacks are actually in sync now,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a fun science thing. Dustin Hoffman, not so fun science. Former Broadway co-star claims that he repeatedly groped her. Now, they are saying it was a production of Diddler on the Roof, but we can't confirm that.
But for the record, before you text, yes, The Last Jedi comes out this weekend. How about you just wait till next weekend or the following weekend so you can go to the Just Okay
no,
Holiday
No, get
party.
In the line. Yeah. Oh, it's we did it again.
Yeah.
We did it again.
Yeah. But don't worry, you can go on Thursday night. And
there's
watch
a movie theater in that area. You can go to the movie afterwards.
We'll be screening. I can't say we're going to be screening.
Quote of the day, 11 million. That's how much a six-year-old made this year. That's right.
Saw this kid.
Reviewing toys on YouTube because life. Because life. Because life. Ryan, the six-year-old host of Ryan's Toys Reviews, a popular toy review channel on YouTube, is reportedly a multimillionaire. The family-run YouTube channel, Ryan Toy Reviews, generated about $11 million in pre-tax income. Pre-cum is what we call in the tax world,
yeah,
2017. And it's the highest-earning YouTube celebrity. The raw estimate of $11 million tied Ryan with Smosh for eighth place.
Smosh Bros, yeah.
On the Forbes list.
That guy, this young kid who does the toy videos, I guess his parents used to watch the review videos with him, and he said, I want to do that. And they said, okay.
I want to do it, Dad.
He did one with some like giant egg full of toys from the movie Cars.
Yes, that is right.
800 million views? I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating there. I think
no, you're not. Now, when the account began, he was simply a four-year-old fan of toy review videos. Now, it didn't really start out too hot until July of 2015. That is the video that he reviewed a box containing more than 100 toys from Cars.
He's very upset that this is not her 800,000, 800 million.
I just wish that I had the opportunity. I need to edit my Hatchimals video.
Yeah?
Because that, okay. A year later.
You know, there's something that they say called strike while the iron is hot. Hatchimals are done. Now you got to get the fingerlings or whatever those stupid things are.
Yeah, but you don't have to rub the fingerlings in order to you know, play with
them. Those are so boring. I don't understand why they're popular.
The channel now tends to review new kids' toys, kid food products, make a whole bunch of money for this six-year-old.
Crazy.
It has 10 million subscribers, translates to about $1 million a month in advertising revenue alone.
Jesus.
So get your Just Okay tickets at realradio.fm, keyword Just Okay. This guy right here...
The Rock.
Now, if you can't smell what he's cooking, it's certainly not a presidential run in 2020 because it's not happening. I'm sorry if you thought your great hope was Dwayne The Rock Johnson becoming the next president of the United States. I have some discouraging news. Despite the floating idea that has been around for a few months, The Rock will not be running to be POTUS in 2020. He appeared on the Graham Norton Show Friday night, announced that he will not be running for presidency of the United States. Here's the audio I pulled. 1, 2, 3.
Here's the problem, right? And which has been, it's been very flattering, right? That there's been this really interesting uptick in public opinion, wanting that to happen. But
he's having a hard time. That's going to be a hard time getting
He's home. Nervous right now.
Maybe it's the speech.
I didn't think The Rock got nervous.
Now, the reason is not the pay cut or the heavy criticisms that come with the job. Instead, it's all Kevin Hart's fault. The
problem is this guy to my right will completely sabotage the campaign.
100%.
20, 100%. Yes, so
I'm the guy that will
literally
take
sabotage from the inside.
Yes, I will take you down. I don't want it to happen just because it would make you that much better than me. And I just don't want that.
I'll tell you what we got right now.
Jack Black.
So, yeah, you could blame Kevin Hart for not having President Rock, but you can watch both of them when Jumanji comes out December 20th.
Oh, I want to see that.
There's already a line waiting.
Looks good.
Along with the other night.
I haven't even seen a trailer for it. I hope it's really good because the old Jumanji was awesome.
I hope they have a tribute to Robin Williams at least.
They will.
This week in celebrities suing people, this guy is suing the National Enquirer.
Charlie Sheen
is right. You get the point, C-Lane, because all you have to do is repeat.
I thought he said China Sheen.
China Sheen is incorrect. Charlie Sheen.
Who's saying China Sheen?
He's suing the National Enquirer for defamation over a story it ran last month claiming sexually abused Corey Haim back in 86 when he was 13. We all heard it when the news broke out.
Mm-hmm.
He says the Enquirer story was actually retaliation because they were angry they didn't get to break the news about the HIV. The HIV positive.
All right.
They say, well, in that case, we're going to run the story about you banging Haim when he was 13. Now, in the story, they claim to have spoken to numerous people who could corroborate the allegation. Say that Charlie's lawsuit notes they only identify one of them, a former actor named Dominic Racia. Enquirer, totally sticking to their claims. They say, quote, we look forward to litigating against Charlie Sheen and can't wait to expose his
depravities in the court of law, y'all.
Thing is,
Charlie Sheen.
Say what you will about the National Enquirer. They know what is going to sue them out of existence and what is not going to sue them out of existence. So they probably got something to run with here.
If they're making comments like that, then they absolutely have something to run with. And we continue with celeb suing people. A writer is suing Reese Witherspoon because the novel Gone Girl is a ripoff of his book. The fact that Reese Witherspoon is not the author of Gone Girl, apparently not relevant to the situation. She has been named as a defendant in a lawsuit by a writer who says the book and movie ripped off their own work. In addition to Witherspoon, of course, producer of the film, is also named the author of the original book and the director, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, blah, 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 blah. Now, they say that Leslie Weller, who I guess is not a man, but actually a woman, first filed the registration of her work out of the blue with the U.S. Copyright Office back in 2006. The suit alleges striking, substantial, numerous similarities, both focus on married couple, wife has been injured, then the twist at the end.
Why?
I don't want to spoil anything.
Reese Witherspoon, though.
I'm not completely sure.
Was that just like, I'm going to throw this out there, and then I don't know who wrote this thing, but I'll find out that I was wrong, and they'll tell me who really wrote it.
Maybe because she was recently stabbed.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, Reese.
With a knife?
With a knife. I didn't know how to actually fit that into everything. I didn't even write it down. They say they also seek unspecified damages, a whole bunch of money that they made on the book and the movie, and they're probably not going to go through with the lawsuit because, come on, you can't sue Reese.
Come on.
And you cannot take away Carrie Fisher's bulldog. That's right. Carrie Fisher's French bulldog, Gary, one of the most popular pooches on the planet.
She's dead, right?
She is very dead. But the dog is alive. And his public appearances have upset Carrie's family, because that's a thing now.
I don't know why you said Carrie Fisher, and I heard in my head Carrie Russell, the chick from Felicity. I'm like, why is she playing the Star Wars music?
Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia.
Yeah, I know.
Now, when Fisher died, Gary went to the assistant, Corby McCoyne. There have been numerous stories that Carrie's daughter, Billie Lord, has the pooch, but it's not true. Corby's had the dog since. There's the conflict. Corby wants to take Gary the dog to various functions, including Comic Cons, where people can interact with Gary.
My
and
God, the dog is an attraction.
Somehow feel closer. They're told that people at Lucasfilm contacted the folks at Comic Con, asked them to block the appearance. Another event in April in Orlando. Gary is supposed to be here.
Oh, no.
Held a Star Wars celebration. Mark Hamill wanted Gary to come out, and then the PR department for Star Wars shut it down. Other failed attempts as well.
If you're such a Star Wars nerd that you are excited about Carrie Fisher's dog being at an appearance, rethink things.
It's interesting because they say Billie Lord is the one who has the most problem with it, because when, you know, everyone knows what Carrie, how she felt about Gary. Everywhere Carrie Fisher went around, the dog was with her.
Okay.
He has his own Instagram account.
She loved the dog.
And when she died, Billie said, well, now he's just a dog again, and they didn't want the animal to define the memory of Carrie. So they have asked them to delete Gary's Instagram. It has over 160,000 followers.
Nice.
And they say he is not to appear at anything that has to be related to Carrie Fisher. Brian offered Corby $250 a month in return for not parading Gary around. But I think the assistant totally wants to make bank on the dog.
Mm.
We'll see what happens. I know that I'm going to try to book him for just okay.
All right.
Just kidding. I'm not. And I will leave you with this, my friends. The nerd boner has just gotten bigger.
Star Wars thing?
Star Trek, my friends. Well, I'm sure you heard last week, Quentin Tarantino is finishing up his script for the Manson murders and has now taken on Star Trek with J.J. Abrams.
That seems like a weird fit.
Yes, 100%. I think it's going to be just like the previous Star Trek, except with like 10,000 more gratuitous N-words and Samuel L. Jackson.
Really slow, too.
And then explosions and robots. Now, while it might not sound like a typical Tarantino film, Quentin is a Trekkie till he dies, so he may be interested. And I know for sure Patrick Stewart is interested. He hasn't played Picard in 15 years, and he says if Quentin Tarantino is doing the Star Trek movie, he will return as his role of Picard.
Nice.
To work with Quentin Tarantino. And there you go.
Live long and prosper.
Now go get some tissue and some Jergens.
Because if I screw the Star Wars, Star Trek thing up, I'm in trouble.
Live long and prosper. Beam me up, Scotty. Force me up. Jar Jar Binks.
Force me up.
On the boob tube. Wait a minute. Monday Night Football, baby. I am
making it to the playoffs. On to the next round. I've already won, so I think it's worth saying.
There you go.
The Great Christmas Light Fight on ABC. Better Late Than Never on NBC. And you can catch Zendaya and Big Sean on Jimmy Fallon. Happy Monday, Jones!
Hey, because we're in a live trivia when we come back. So if you'd like to play, now is the time to dial us up. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers will go head to head. And guess what? Fire up the News Junkie app because we have a clear scoreboard ready for your name. Let's get that started now. I don't want to give away tickets. People need to buy the tickets to support the Just Okay Holiday Party.
Right.
Maybe just 2 VIP tickets for the app winners this week.
Okay.
We could do that?
I will ask.
All right.
Let's see why not.
2 VIP tickets for our winner on the app scoreboard. That's going to be your only opportunity to grab those. So get the app ready to go. Or 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next to the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Someday Alexa will do everything. Alexa, can you unclog the toilet?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now.
But until then, just tell her to play WTKS-FM Orlando.
Getting WTKS Orlando radio from iHeartRadio.
From
radio.
Radio. 104.1.
He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
Found it in the deep of the night.
Shop to win 2 VIP tickets to the Just Okay Holiday Party is by playing along with live trivia this week and ending up on the top spot on that scoreboard. Now, we'll figure out the Thursday/Friday thing and when we got to give it out to make sure you have it and have it all ready to go. But that's just an afterthought. Right now, let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What? Unless you don't have it, in which case get it
at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
And you're playing along right now on the News Junkie app. Good luck over there. Answer quickly. We got our callers on the phone in just a second. Live trivia brought to you by Nations Trucks and nationstrucks.com. Big supporters of the show. We love them over there. Let's pick our players. I'm not a bully. A knob. Okay. Carol Ann, Little Lamb, or Barbara?
How about Carol Ann?
She's here. Carol Ann, are you with us?
Hi there.
There you are. And who else, Sabrina?
And Little Lamb.
All right. Here, Little Lamb, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Little Lamb and Carol Ann, are you the same person? Little Lamb, say something.
What's going on?
Okay. Little Lamb is there, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're all set then. Number one. Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs launched a search for Orlando's signature dish in April, and out of roughly 30 dishes, this was the winner. Was it honey nougat glace, chimichangas, honey chicken cheesesteak, or cream-filled ladyfingers? Carol Ann.
It was cream-filled ladyfingers.
Okay, Little Lamb, what do you think?
The first one.
We'll go to number two. A Grateful Dead honoring supergroup has rescheduled several concerts that were postponed by John Mayer's emergency appendectomy last week. What's the group called? Dark Star Orchestra, Dead and Company, Grateful Impressions of Jerry Garcia, or The Gratified Deceased? Lil Lamb.
The second one.
And Carol Ann?
Dead and Company.
We'll go to number three. During our live broadcast for our fifth annual bike drive at Ace Cafe, Simon the Engineer and C-Lane successfully exchanged this without using words. Was it a shot of Jameson, a boob-shaped stress ball, a pickle, or a sack of drugs? Carol Ann.
Jameson.
All right. What do you think, Lil Lamb?
Jameson.
We'll go on to number four. In a recent interview, Fergie disclosed that before her time with the Black Eyed Peas, she struggled with this addiction: heroin, pornography, crack, or crystal meth. Little Lamb.
Crystal meth.
Carol Ann.
Meth.
You say meth. All right, we go to number five. According to reports, an ex of rapper Tupac Shakur is apparently planning to privately sell this through an auction house, a full frontal picture of Tupac's penis, a book of unreleased lyrics, her sex tape with Tupac, or a bag of his pubes, Carol Ann?
His penis picture.
Okay, Little Lamb?
Same.
Number six, the owner of a hydroponic gardening store in Florida is giving away his 25-year-old business to the person who does this. Composes the best poem about plants, writes the best essay, gives him the best lap dance, or eats the most mint leaves in 1 minute, Little Lamb?
The lap dance?
You say the lap dance. Carol Ann, what do you say?
Essay.
And we go to number seven, the final question. Last week we learned Black Sabbath's debut album in 1970 began with the same sound that their final album, 43 years later, ended with. What was the sound of? The cries of newborn babies in reverse? Two bats making sweet bat love? Rain in a distant church bell? Or slowed down sound of Ozzy's flatulence? Go ahead, Carol Ann.
The first one.
Little Lamb.
Same.
Okay, we'll put you both on hold. We'll go over the questions and the answers. Tough one today. One of those reasons being because we were doing a bike drive and really talking about bikes, focusing on the good things, the charity. We barely talked about some of these news stories, but let's see how well you were paying attention. You ready to go through these, Sabrina?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully everybody on the app did well. We'll check out the scoreboard in a moment. Number one, Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs launched a search for Orlando's signature dish. This one, honey nougat glace. Mm-hmm. Chimichangas, honey chicken cheese steak, or cream-filled ladyfingers?
Carol Ann said cream-filled ladyfingers, and that answer was deliciously wrong. It was Little Lamb that said honey nougat glace, and that answer was uber right.
Let's go to number two. A Grateful Dead honoring supergroup was rescheduled because the concert for them could not go on without John Mayer. Because of his emergency appendectomy last week. What is the group called? Dark Star Orchestra, Dead & Company, Grateful Impressions of Jerry Garcia, or The Gratified Deceased?
Both the players said Dead & Company, and you were right, & Company.
Number three, during our live broadcast on Friday, Simon and C-Lane exchanged this. They did not say a word, but exchanged a shot of Jameson, a boob-shaped stress ball, a pickle, or a sack of drugs.
Carol Ann and Little Lamb both said a shot of Jameson, and I'm sorry, that answer was incorrect. It was actually a pickle.
You would have thought it would be a shot of Jameson. That would make sense. Like, you eyeball the shot, you say, like, put your head up a couple of times, like, give it to me. It was a pickle trade-off. Number four, in a recent interview, Fergie disclosed that before her time with the Black Eyed Peas, she was super addicted to this. Heroin, pornography, crack, or crystal meth?
Both the players said crystal meth and Fergaligious.
Number five, according to reports, an ex of Tupac is going to sell this. A full frontal picture of Tupac's penis, a book of unreleased lyrics, her sex tape with Tupac, or a bag of his pubes?
Both the players said a full frontal picture of Tupac's penis, and that answer, dear mama, was right.
Is there just a bag of Tupac's pubes floating around out there somewhere, or?
That I'm not sure of. Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised.
There could be. There's a lot of stuff at these auctions. Number six, the owner of a gardening store is giving away his business to the person that does this. Composes the best poem about plants, writes the best essay, gives him the best lap dance, or eats the most mint leaves in 1 minute.
Little Lamb said, gives him the best lap dance, and I'm sorry, that is a wrong answer to the main stage. It was Carol Ann that said, writes the best essay, that answer was right.
I mean, would have been an interesting story with the lap dance, I guess, but...
How do you even judge that?
I don't know. It's very, very tough. It could be based on movement or...
Maybe smiles, eye contact.
Yeah, there's a lot of different criteria you could use. Number seven, last week we learned Black Sabbath's debut album in 1970 began with the same sound that their final album 43 years later ended with. What was the sound of? Newborn babies crying in reverse? Two bats making that sweet, sweet bat love? Rain in a distant church bell? Or Ozzy fart slowed down?
Carol Ann and Little Lamb both said the cries of a newborn baby in reverse, and that answer was incorrect. Correct answer was rain in a distant church bell, but now we have a tie.
Oh, we do? Okay, we can do that. Carol Ann, Little Lamb, they're back for your tiebreaker, Sabrina.
All right, Little Lamb, you will go first. In which year was the first car with air conditioning manufactured?
1927.
Right. 1927.
And Carolyn?
1930.
Okay.
1927, 1930. Correct answer was 1939, making Carol Ann the winner of live trivia.
Oh, I was worried. When she said 18, I was like, oh, 1800. I don't know, but I know that's wrong. But you got it right. Congratulations, Carol Ann. Hang on tight. We're going to get your information, set you up with the prize of your choosing. C-Lane, what do we have?
I have a pair of tickets to the AutoNation Cure Bowl at Camping World Stadium this Saturday, December 16th, featuring the pre-party, pre-game tailgate concert by Andy Grammer. The Tinkerfield opens at 11, concert at noon, kickoff at 2:30. For more information, realradio.fm, keyword cure. They're bringing the teams together to find a cure for cancer. Don't ask me what those teams are. I've already forgotten.
Oh, they're good ones. They are football playing.
Excellent football playing college teams.
Hook and ladder.
Also, I have, to get you in the Christmas spirit, our holiday movie bundle. With the ultimate Christmas movie bundle, which includes A Christmas Story, Elf, The Polar Express, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, all on digital Blu-ray and DVD for your viewing pleasure.
Very cool.
Those are the prizes.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
At the top spot with 675 points, solid start for the week is me.
Jesus. C-Lane, you're not getting tickets. So.
Yeah. I said
We got you general admission tickets already.
General admission?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, we got you the discount, remember?
You're a man of the people, right?
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be walking around schmoozing this year.
Well, I'll be down there with you in general admission. We'll be down there together.
You're the worst kind
like
of person.
Like when C-Lane gets you're mad at worst. That. C-Lane, like, you're not going to be
you're
backstage.
You're the worst kind of person.
We're going to be wherever you want. It's your event, too.
Followed by username, Fancy Nancy, Mama Pamps, OMG, it's Price, the Dita, Laserblade, Took My Chevrolet, Little Bit of Love, It Was Bride, Twisted Focus, and Panta J. Loon at the 10th spot. Back five look like Insecure Walrus, Drunken Pirate, DeSherman, Juan Wayne, and Famunda.
Still time to win if you want to snag those two VIP tickets to the Just Okay Holiday Party. The only two that we'll be giving out. We want to see you there. We demand to see you there. And we will show you a great time. So go get your tickets right now, please. Realradio.fm/JUSTOK. As easy as that. Grab those up. Or you can call the Hard Rock box office to get rid of some of those service fees. We're back in just a moment. There's a lot of stuff to get to. So many stuffs to get to. I saw this story this morning and had to bring it your way. Chainsaw-wielding clown rips open a boy's face when House of Scares goes wrong in Mexico. What does that mean? I'm not quite sure, but we'll figure it out together in just a second. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie.
Alright. Well, so we're getting some stuff ready for the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party Friday at Hard Rock. Don't give me this stuff. I've seen some people go, I gotta work. Gotta work on Friday. And you can go after work. We're kicking things off later in the evening. We'll give you all the times and when your VIP and super VIP tell you as the week rolls on exactly when you need to show up. But you go after work, you park for free there in City Walk, and you're going to have a awesome time. You're going to have an absolutely amazing time out there with performances that will keep it moving fast. You'll be amazed by everything you see on the stage and then the final performance from Grandson, all kinds of viral celebrities popping in and out.
It'll be pretty cool.
It's going to be a good time. But we also have, at the event on Friday, some exclusive merch just for the event there. I don't know if we have a couple after. Maybe we'll give the opportunity for some people to get them. But there's going to be some shirts that you can get right there on site. I think you're going to like, I don't want to tell you exactly what's going on with them or what's special about them, but there's something different about these. And also, we had all the different designs for the banners for the holiday party done up as posters, each one of those will come with a magnet. So some people are going to want to just collect all the magnets and all the posters and all that stuff.
The banners look awesome, but they're so big that there's just a pile of them taking up a huge chunk of you guys' office now.
It's gigantic. There's huge banners that we have printed out. I don't even know what kind of place can print them this big, but we've got them. And they're going to be all over the venue on Friday. And we're going to be broadcasting from Hard Rock Live on Friday, but we're going to be like backstage, underground.
Mm-hmm, in the green room.
Yeah, in the green room, getting things ready, sound checking, getting all set for the big night. Make sure your tickets are locked in and ready to go now while you can. And I want Netflix, if possible, to stop really going after people for their viewing habits, to stop spying on all of us.
Oh, no, I like stuff like that.
I'm not a big fan, because you know what they would do? They would tell me, Sean, you watched The Office 8,640 times, and you've spent this much of your life watching it. And I go, oh, God.
I want to know how many times I've watched it, how many of each episode, which episodes I've seen the most, which ones I have to turn off in the middle because it's so cringe. I had to do it again, man. I had to turn the show off.
What show?
The Office.
Oh, wait, was it later seasons?
There's one of the episodes where I couldn't sit there to watch. It was so cringeworthy.
If I turn it on and Andy's the manager, I'm done. I'm out of there. There's a couple of shows that I'll do that with. And Modern Family the same way.
If I turn on Modern Family and Andy's the manager, he's out.
Done. I don't want him anywhere. I actually like him, but Ed Helms on that show is impossible to fill the shoes. But anyways, that would be embarrassing for me if they told me all the time that I've spent watching those shows like that over and over and over again. I'd be okay with the amount of times I've watched Stranger Things or some of those programs because I just watch them once and get done with it. But the repetitive stuff is embarrassing, and they're going after all their users that are doing this. The latest one is Netflix was trolling some people online who were watching a movie repeatedly. And then also, they went after another subscriber who watched the B movie, the animated movie with the voice of Jerry Seinfeld as right. Barry the Bee. They watched it 357 times in 1 year, and a bunch of different things. If you look at their Twitter account, they're like finding people who are watching this stuff and going, hey, are you okay over there? We saw that you've watched this show 17 times in the last 3 weeks. Is everything okay? They go, leave us alone. I don't even want to know that Netflix knows what I'm watching. Just like I don't want to know, even though I do kind of, that the cable companies and internet providers can see what I'm looking at on the internet. I don't want to know that. I don't want them to be able to do that.
Can they see everything?
I don't know. Maybe if you're private browsing on your mobile phone.
Private browsing is just about not saving cookies and saving data on your phone.
They can still see where we're going?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I mean, I'm not doing anything nefarious. I'm not looking up bombs or anything that you get in trouble for. Still, I just don't want them looking. I don't want them snooping into stuff. And I don't want Netflix doing it either and then calling me out afterwards when I've done something like that. It's a little bit embarrassing, I think. So leave these people alone, for God's sake. The story I talked about before the break, this is so weird. From Fox News, they say a chainsaw-wielding clown seriously injured a 17-year-old boy at a fair in Mexico Sunday.
Okay.
After the House of Scares worker got too close to the teen and ripped his face wide open with a chainsaw.
What?
So isn't rule number one that you take the chain off of the chainsaw?
Not in Mexico, man.
They go right for it. The employee wearing the clown suit reportedly approached the teen as part of the Scares experience. When he got too close trying to scare the 17-year-old, he left him with an inch-deep wound. The accused accidentally wounded the young man in the right cheekbone with the chainsaw. They rushed him to the hospital. He's supposed to be A-OK as of now. And I did want to tell everybody one other thing, because I know there's a lot of you today just freaking out. You're losing your mind a little bit. You don't know what's going on. I did the same thing this year. I do the same thing every year. When you get in your car and you see that light that flashes on the dashboard and it tells you that one of your tires, your tire pressure's low, and everybody starts freaking out like, oh my God, I got a flat tire. Do I have a leak in my tire? And you go into full-on panic mode because we're not used to this in the state of Florida. When the weather does what it's doing right now, that happens to almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the gas station today, the line for the compressed air thing to fill up your tires, probably crazy. Because the hot air going to cold air, the back and forth, it makes your tires do funky things. And you'll probably, I've waited before and it's just kind of gone back. I don't know, it seemed to fix itself or something. But people get in their cars and they think they've got a flat tire or they ran over a nail. A lot of you that are seeing that today, just heads up. It's because of the change in temperature.
Except my car, which just straight up has an actual flat tire.
No, for you, it's always a flat tire, which you had one on Friday, right? Did you get that fixed?
Not yet.
Oh, God. You just fixed a flat tire. Wait,
The same tire.
The same tire? You ran over something again?
I don't know if I ran over something or what the deal was.
You just toss nails out the window of your house into the driveway?
Yes.
How are you running over these things?
I don't know.
I know how.
How?
You got construction on that street, and there's people probably tossing out stuff. Always construction going on there. Guarantee you that's the stuff you're running over. That's a pain in the ass. Back with Jury Duty Plus. We're going to check in with your latest dispatches in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Skewing your love-hate relationship with Facebook.
I did not sign up for this thing to get harassed by every moron in this office.
In which direction, you're not really sure.
Facebook.com/Real Radio or Orlando.
Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting Seacoast.
Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Jury Duty. Plus, your latest dispatches. We'll get all caught up with those in just a second. So we had the bike drive on Friday. Very successful this year, the best we have ever done. Big thanks to everybody who helped us out with that. They posted some video of this, I guess, on WFTV's Facebook page.
I don't even think it's their Facebook page. It looks just like one of the reporters for FTV.
Yeah, nobody talked to anybody from the show. You know, the people who actually throw this thing and put it together.
We saw the cameraman with the Channel 9 microphone.
Yeah,
kind of.
Here's the thing. I don't do, and this is maybe dumb on some levels, but I don't care. I don't like fishing, you know? So right. I don't go, hey, every news outlet in Orlando, look at this great event we're doing. Have the news crews come out. I don't like playing those kind of games. So generally, if somebody comes out, we're like, all right, fine. And they posted. So they didn't put it on television, I guess, right?
I don't think so. I kept trying to look for it.
And it said, mentioned everybody involved except for us.
Yeah.
Read it to me so I can get
on
angry.
On Facebook, it says, love how our community shines this time of year. This is Nancy Alvarez. Love how our community shines this time of year. 80-plus bikes delivered to Ace Cafe Orlando, thanks to the Libation Collective and Club 200.
Yeah.
Not the 200, but Club 200.
It's better than New Junkie, I guess. You got that.
And then it says, tomorrow, hashtag Toys for Tots CFL at the WFTV studios. Go to 9family.com for more info. Make sure all of our kids have a great Christmas. Tag WFTV, tag Family Connection.
Hashtag. Who's Nancy Alvarez? Is she a reporter over there or something?
I believe so, yeah.
Right. So they post this stuff, and it's like, you were sitting right there. And don't tell me this is like an oversight or something. You were sitting right there. You saw that it was a real radio event. You saw that it was the News Junkie doing a broadcast. And then you post online, and you're like, yeah, let's just ignore the large part of this great event that's happening now.
Well, because they mostly morphed it into a plug for their own Toys for Tots donation.
Look at these
drive.
These people who have donated bikes that got doubled by the DeWitt Law Firm. They don't get a mention either. And look how great they did. Now let's see how you can do at our Toys for Tots event. Meanwhile, they're posting this and we're about to shoot our brains out because we got 315 bikes and nowhere to put them after the show for a little bit yesterday, which was a frustration on its own. And again, you can't thank Nations Trucks enough.
My gosh.
We're like, where are we going to put 315 bikes? And we're literally going, Sabrina, how much room do you have in your living room? C-Lane, how many bikes can you fit? We're like, what are we going to do here? And they stepped up, and they're holding the bikes now till Hope Helps can actually get them because there's so many that came in.
Gary's texting me pictures like the bikes are safe, they're locked in and secure. I was, I'm like, they just go above and beyond on the regular.
Yeah,
and this was no different.
Here's what irritates me, and this kind of gets my blood boiling a little bit. I know, we know that all the people from the TV stations And from the Sentinel and, you know, the weekly papers. Listen to this show. And I know that because they tell me that. I know that because we'll see them out. We can walk by, if we're walking downtown, and there's one of the news trucks down. It doesn't matter what station it's from. The news trucks, when they're driving, will be like, news junkie! You know, they listen to the show. And there's some internal thing, I'm telling you. I'm not saying the world's out to get us, or me in particular. But there's something where they're going, all right, let's cut that out of it. Because it's all viewed as competition, even when it's a goddamn charity event.
Mm-hmm.
It's viewed as kind of like, no, we're fighting for ad dollars in the marketplace, so no camera cuts of any Real Radio banners, no mention that it's Real Radio 104.1, no chatter that it's the news junkie and Sean, Sabrina, and C-Lane up there doing this every year and making sure that this happens. No mention that the listeners of this station and this show in particular are the ones who show up and make that happen. I don't know. That gets me a little bit, irritates me. But I guess it boils down to the calming factor,
mm-hmm.
which is that it's all for a great cause.
Right. And I'm happy that the 200 got the love that they did, because I've been
hate them all. Everyone.
You're a dick.
No.
I've been going through my various either Time Hop app or the Facebook On This Day, which is pretty much the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And so now's the time where we always have the bike drive. And so in years past, it's like, it took me back to the very first time the 200 made a big donation,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, hey, we banded together $1,000 and put in 25 bikes. And I'm like, look how far you've come.
Yeah.
Because holy crap, did they show up with an abundance of bikes.
Yeah. I mean, that got us started. That was the big kickoff, and then DeWitt doubling it, and then rolling in. And then let's not take away from everybody who's bringing in one to two bikes here and there. That's all a very big deal.
It all added up, and it made everything huge.
Yeah, family members, your parents brought stuff over. Mm-hmm. We saw Dobbs Funeral Home bringing up stuff, and everybody does something good. And I just hate when that sort of media back and forth enters the equation. I'll be okay, though. Yeah, I mean, I'll survive this, I think. I just never want to play that game. It's like when they do the weekly that does the awards thing every year?
Uh-huh.
Never mess with it.
That's
never
your favorite.
Never mess with it. It's a game to get page views on their website so they can say that this many people visit OrlandoWeekly.com, and they can use that each year in their guarantee of how many views you're going to get on your ad to jack up the price that they pay for online ads. I mean, it's a trick that they do to get everybody fighting to get this award. I don't like to play that stuff. The only thing I would be cool with is if there was some sort of, you know, board out there where they said, hey, we pick stuff that we like and we like what you're doing, and, you know, here's an award. That I'd be okay with. You saw me lose my mind when the Radio Hall of Fame, good God. I mean, just take the Radio Hall of Fame out to the field and just be done with it. It's over. It's useless. It is so irrelevant. It's not even funny.
When What's-His-Face made it in?
Well, nothing against any of the people that made it. But when you have a vote, an online vote to get somebody into the Radio Hall of Fame, and you have somebody who's at the beginning of their career for the most part, it'd be as big of a joke as if they tossed me in there. But I would know that. Oh, I could go for ever, and nobody actually cares. So let me get to the dispatches and see what you do care about. Here's True African with a dispatch.
Hey, what's up, news junkie?
Hey.
I hope you guys had a good weekend and everything. When you guys were talking about watching with the whole Netflix thing and how they can see what you're watching, they've actually contacted me. I watched Mindhunter. I binge-watched the whole season yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I got an email that night saying, you know, they pretty much asked me almost like to rate it, and I was just like, wow, it was that fast. But it's kind of crazy how they do that. But
that's normal.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
I think they do that. I always wonder, actually, when I look at stuff on Netflix and I see the Netflix ratings, not the Rotten Tomatoes, but the Netflix ratings, I'm like, why do people rate this? I've never rated anything on Netflix in my life.
When you are on the web version of Netflix,
There's
often ways to one through five star things.
I just don't watch it that way, so I don't even encounter it that much, and I guess that's why it seems weird to me. Here's Poor Soul.
What's up, junkies? I absolutely love to use the horn if somebody in traffic is in the wrong. In fact, I use it so much that the horn in my truck is currently broken. But to make it even better, when you're in a big truck, lighting them up with that air horn's the best.
Oh, honk, honk. That scares the hell out of me every time. Speaking of Dobbs Funeral Home, here's B-Dobbs chilling.
Hey there, Junkie and crew. Just wanted to congratulate you guys on another amazing bike drive. Really is some great work that you guys do, raising all those bikes for the kids here locally.
You're doing.
I know us over at Dobbs Funeral Home always enjoy being able to contribute a couple bikes every year. We look forward to it again next year. We're also looking forward to this Friday. Definitely going to be a good time. Wanted to make a point on the bombing up in New York City. My dad's actually up there.
Oh, damn.
And they're only about 6 blocks away from when it happened. So, you know, it kind of hit close to home when you start seeing the reports. But glad, you know, no one really got injured except the idiot with the bomb. And everyone got out of that one safe. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, B-Dobbs. See you out there on Friday. I agree with you. I mean, when we saw that, that's why I said this morning, this was a best case scenario, that this dummy sucked at making bombs and there wasn't a death toll in this whole thing. See, Lane, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
On earth.
Do you know more? Any more? You know how it goes from there?
Give us this day our daily bread.
Uh-huh.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Nice. Catholic boy doing well. Keep going.
Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Right. Skip the last couple. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.
That part was the part that the... Wait.
Optional? Cut that one out?
No. That part's part of it. I skipped it. There was always a part, like when you sang it in Catholic church, that you would stop, and there was a part that was only for the priest,
mm-hmm.
which I never really got.
You screwed it up every time?
But and then you would go back, and everybody would sing that last, for the thine is the kingdom and the power and glory yours, now and forever. So that would always kind of mess me up.
The Pope wants to change the Lord's Prayer. Pope Francis wants to change and reword the Lord's Prayer. They're focused on the line, but deliver us from evil. Oh, hold on. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Yeah.
Suggesting that God is somehow responsible for leading you into temptation. The Catholic Church is actually pushing to change that. When they changed the Sears Tower to the Willis Tower, I said you're going to have a hard time getting people to actually change that. It takes decades sometimes for people to change the way they talk. The Lord's Prayer. If you change a couple of words in that sucker, that's going to really screw up Mass on a Sunday, yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, they came through a little bit ago. I remember hearing a stand-up comedian, I wish I remember which one, talk about this. They came through some years ago and changed a lot of the call-and-response dialogue that is part of or has been part of the Catholic Church for generations. I mean, the if you grew up Catholic, you know certain things. Like when he goes to start the consecration, he says, "The Lord be with you," and everybody says,
"And also with you."
I
went to my friend's Catholic church a couple of times.
All right, and so they changed some of those things where instead of saying like "Thanks be to God," they morphed it into something different.
You can't do that.
And I remember this comedian going, yes, because those are the big problems that the Catholic Church is facing right now, that thanks be to God is outdated. So you're right. I mean, the pinnacle of the Catholic Mass, the Lord's Prayer, and they want to change. It's like changing the Pledge of Allegiance,
yeah,
for Catholics.
It's going to cause chaos. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session,
so put your phone down and pay attention
before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass.
You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty is brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm. DeWittLaw.com is the website. DeWittLaw.com. 1-800-DeWittLaw is where you call, C-Lane, or you text. Mm-hmm. You could do either or right there.
And by the way, my mom's going to call me in 5 days when she hears this on the podcast and go, I can't believe
You skipped the last part of the Lord's Prayer.
You'll never hear the end
what
of it.
What happened to you?
So the email address also is ask@dewittlaw.com. Thanks again to Moses DeWitt for helping with the bike trap, as they do with so many things, including he's a major sponsor of the 4th annual Just Okay holiday party this Friday. We hope to see you out there. I know he's going to be swinging by, I believe, hanging out with everybody watching the big show. Get your tickets, realradio.fm/justokay.
Yeah, we gave him a discount on his tickets for his contribution
Thank
to
you.
The bike trip.
You get 20% off. No, he's good to go. He's all set. There is a story about another sexual experience on an airline, this time from Belém in Brazil to Brasilia. And a man, 51 years old, is in trouble because he's said to have ejaculated on a female passenger.
Okay.
Vale, his full name, Idrassi Atameiro de Vale. Close as I can get, 51 years old.
They're not Italian, it's Brazil.
No, I only have one accent, that's it. Vale, an employee of the National Health Foundation, claims no, he did not ejaculate on this woman, even though she said she saw him. He said he accidentally spat on her during a coughing fit. A fight broke out as the female passenger sitting beside him in row 24 started shouting in panic. She was moved to the front of the plane. People on the plane started to tackle him and hold him still. And she said that she was asleep and woke up with him trying to put her hand on his genitals.
Now, they moved her to the front of the plane. Did the seat next to him remain empty, or does somebody now have to sit by that guy?
I hope not. That doesn't sound good. We talked about Bonk Game the other day. This is the guy. He's rivals with Joker Gang Gang. And Bonk Gang is the guy who goes in and just robs from places. He steals like Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. He takes all that,
Facebook,
puts it on Instagram.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
Got millions of followers. He was wanted in the state of Florida, so he moved to California. Now he's been arrested. He's in jail again for posting a video of him assaulting a fast food worker at a Carl's Jr. drive-thru where he hit him with a milkshake.
I hate that I find some of those videos funny.
I do too. There's a lot of them. Did you see the one with him smoking the blunt in the library?
No.
And he's like, I got kicked out of the library, y'all. And it's Bonk Gang. And he's just smoking his blunt. And he's reading his book. And he's very, very calm. And he's not saying much. And then at the very end of the video, he turns the cover towards the camera. And he goes, Transformers. It was the Transformers book he was reading.
I kind of cringed a little bit when he was buying the iPhones. He's like, I'll take these two iPhones. And the guy's like, what line of work are you in? And he's like, acquisition.
And then he goes,
steal his iPhones!
You see where he throws the money up in the air and then dives into the Christmas tree? He's a terrible human being, but it doesn't make it not funny to see that. And finally, there's an investigation going on before an art show in Miami. Doesn't say here in front of me, but it's probably, it's Art Basel, Art Basel, however you'd like to say it, which I've been to before. It's a huge event each year. But there's a painting of Hillary Clinton. And she's like in a punk rock jacket with a pink haircut and studs all over her. And police dogs keep reacting to it. And so the police dogs, when they come into this room, keep reacting to this Hillary Clinton painting. And now they're investigating to try to see exactly why this is occurring. If there's some kind of illegal substance on it.
What if like one color of the paint was mixed with cocaine?
All cocaine. Something has to be going on because the drug dogs will not leave it alone and keep alerting to it.
That's hilarious.
Back in just a moment with the 18th of this thing that is washed ashore in British Columbia. What's happening here? Details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your flight home for the holidays has been delayed indefinitely. Right back with more Real Radio 104.1 from Real Radio 104.1. Occupying the space between high society and prison tattoos, this is the News Junkie. How do your friends know the right places? I know what they want and I know they don't want me to stay. I
said is that true?
Mostly.
Oh, God. All right, don't get me heated, man. I was just starting to calm down.
Well,
It's, yeah.
All right, so we were talking about earlier that, there's a camera crew out for the bike drive on Friday. And when I say any of this stuff, I'm not going after anybody who works at the TV stations. I'm not going after you if you work at one of the newspapers. I don't care. I mean, I'm friendly with most of those people. And if not, come up and talk to me. I'm glad to talk to you. I have less of an ego, I think you'd be surprised, than almost anybody else in the media landscape, certainly in Central Florida. I don't really care about that stuff. I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I don't mind talking to people about stuff. But when you see like a history of the TV stations not mentioning the radio station and working their way around it as best they possibly can, that drives me nuts. You know, that drives me like a little crazy. They go out there for the bike drive and they don't want to give any credit to the fans of real radio. Like, these bikes magically showed up out here and so fantastic that these bike ferries have left them thanks to some place. A radio station doesn't need to be mentioned. You know, we pretend that we don't operate the same space, yada, yada, yada. All right, there's a lot of things I want to say I'm not going to say. But when you look through the history of some big events we've done with this station, do you find, because we can search this.
Yeah, they're like, they'll cover Kicks for Guns because it's a big thing that happens around the community, but there's no real radio mention.
No mention at all. You find any, because we can look through the system back like 6 years or so.
Yeah, no.
Not a damn thing on there.
Not for stuff like this. Not for our charity work.
Maybe that's a corporate thing, some kind of cram down where they tell you, pretend like we're the only people who exist in this marketplace. I don't know.
That used to be an old radio thing, too.
Well, maybe it's, and there's a TV thing, too, with some of these people, and they know who they are. There's some of these TV guys. I don't watch any of you, and I'm not saying that to try to take a shot at you. I just don't. I don't watch live television other than what I have in the studio when I'm watching live news from the national outlets. Some of you, I do great stuff that I see in the clips that I run into on Click Orlando or WFTV or WESH or My Fox Orlando, certainly. So I know there's good work out there, but when you meet some of these people, there's a major ego in TV over radio that you run into time and time again. I mean, there's egos all over just being in the media. It's almost like a part of it. Like, you got to be a sociopath to be successful in this stuff, which is weird for me because here I am. I'm about as socially inept as you could be. Anxiety and all social arrangements like that, and I'm just doing my thing over here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all of this stuff that happens with like with TV versus radio, and they're not mentioning other companies. Just get over that. I don't know if that's a corporate cram down or why that's happening, but I wish that wasn't. That's a real unfortunate thing. See, like, what's the most expensive meal you have ever purchased in your entire life?
I'm not exactly sure.
Has there been anything that's been... And I'm not talking like we're at a table with 16 people and it costs
$600.
Bucks. I'm talking about you're with a couple of people and this is big money.
We went to some pretty... that I've paid for.
Mm-hmm.
We went to some pretty pricey brunches.
Or in, that you were at.
In Las Vegas. Like a couple of the places we went were like... one of them was like $70 a person.
See, that's pretty pricey.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of worth it. I mean, there's a couple in town that have a pretty decent price tag on them, but
yeah, I mean, mostly the places I go are not crazy expensive despite what some people think, but I've been to really nice places. I've been to Guy Savoy in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I've talked about that a bunch of times. I don't know, I think that was $500 or something for two people, but it was awesome. I mean, it was kind of life-changing. And I didn't see this, but Celia was telling me about some new place that's in town.
I saw a post on Reddit, and I'd like to go through the Orlando one just to see kind of what's up, if there's anything I'm missing around town, if there's any kind of any buzz I need to know about.
Did they mention it because it's new, or?
It's new-ish. Somebody had put it up there and said, listen, I have two reservations to this place that I will sell you. Our flight got delayed. We were supposed to fly in and go straight to this new sushi restaurant that you have to reserve way ahead of time because there's only 9 seats.
Yeah, it's a whole big restaurant, but there's only 9 seats in the whole place. It kind of reminds me of the documentary Euro Dreams of Sushi, where there's a place where you go and per person it's several hundred dollars and very, very difficult to even get a seat in the place.
I looked at booking like a dinner for this place. Let's see, dinner, it's called Cadence with a K.
Uh-huh.
A sushi and sashimi tasting menu, 18-plus courses, showcasing
18-plus courses?
18-plus courses.
Oh, my God.
Showcasing, so they have a place in Chicago that's like that, that you'll go for dinner, and it's really expensive, and they give you, instead of like a couple plates of a lot of food,
yeah, you're
they
gonna give just you small like bites.
20 bites of yeah. food. This is 18-plus courses showcasing seasonal fish and ingredients from Japan and around the country, and it's $145 to $155 a person.
I think I know the place you're talking about in Chicago. I think it's called Alinea. But,
yes.
There's a couple places like, yeah, where you go, and there's so many courses, you're lost. You don't even know what's happening. So what? How much did you say it cost? I'm sorry.
The main dinner that you can book is $145 to $155 a person.
Jesus, man.
That's plus supplements, meaning that I don't think that includes alcohol. That does include gratuity. So it's
got your tip in there.
Yeah, and
but
taxes.
If you're drinking, if you're having some sake or something.
Right, which they have like sake experts that work there, and they pair it with every course.
I love the idea that they do that, though, and they limit it to like 9 people in the whole restaurant, because then you create the demand.
Yeah.
Now everybody just wants to go there, and you're like, what is this million-course meal like?
It's kind of genius. Then they have a Sunday version that's $75 to $85. And these people used to have a booth or a stand, or I don't know how it works, because I have not been to the East End Market,
mm-hmm.
but they used to be there, and it was called Capo, and now this is their permanent...
What's it called again?
It's called Cadence.
Maybe we got somebody over there at Cadence.
And so they have a Sunday version of that, and then they have a lunch version of that. It's like $51 to $61 a person, and then I think they only do walk-ins on like Monday.
The tough part about that is you gotta drill it. Like, everything has to be awesome.
Yeah.
Or you're going, what? What is this? What am I paying for here?
The pictures I saw on Reddit, the person posted them on, there's a sushi subreddit,
mm-hmm.
and it looked pretty good. They one of the things was that A5 Wagyu beef from Japan. That's supposed to be like the best beef you could ever have.
I'd love to try that place out. That's a good idea. So it's like 9 people, tiny little thing, and then the experience is supposed to be crazy. That's expensive, though. Let's talk to Billy. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Billy.
Billy, hey, I want to say you guys did a great job on the advice.
Oh, thank you, Billy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. One for you guys. Nobody would want to give advice anyway.
Oh, thanks. Billy.
You were talking about names and the Satan.
Yeah.
One for you guys. Nobody would care.
That's very sweet of you. Billy, are you coming to the holiday party?
No, I wish I could again.
Come on now.
No, I'm sorry.
What do you got going on?
I've been doing something for my niece's birthday.
Yeah? You hang out with them quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I do. They're my family, you know.
Yeah. Did you have any games this weekend? I know you always call us to tell us what's going on with the games.
No, no games.
Does that suck for you? Because you really like those teams. When they're in the off season and you don't get to watch them, does that suck?
Yeah, it does suck, yeah.
What do you do instead?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you do instead of going to the games? Because, see, like, they're in the off season right now, so you can't.
I know they are because the Dr. Phillips Panthers just took the state title
over
the weekend at Camping World Stadium.
A little bit braggy.
Oh, cool, yeah. Yeah, they were in the championship. They got beat in the championship game in Tampa.
Oh, okay. All right, well, anything else, Billy?
No, that's about it. I'm going to call back with you guys Merry Christmas later on.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
He's so nice, Billy. Let's talk to you. Sean, you're on Real Radio. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, talking about that per person, there's a place in Atlanta. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a 17 or 19 course sushi meal, and you don't get to pick what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
They just serve it to you, and it's like $260 a head, and that does not include anything else.
Now, did you go or you just heard about it?
No, I've been there, but it's been probably 5 or 6 years. Like I said, I can't remember what the name of it was.
But what I'm saying, Sean, is like when you go, so you've gone to a place, high price, probably very similar to what we were just talking about. Did you feel like it was a letdown, or did it deliver on that?
No, it absolutely 100% delivered. I'd go back there in a heartbeat.
Oh, man, I want to try that now. You don't remember the name of it?
I can't remember the name of it. I'll email you guys. I'll look it up and see. My grandfather lives there, and he took me there. But I'll ask him, and I'll email you guys what the name of it is.
All right, thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
You know what part of that really I don't mind at all?
What's
is
that?
The you don't pick what you eat.
Yeah.
I'll eat pretty much anything. I think the only thing I could think of that I don't care for, but if it's a fancy dinner, I'll still eat it, are beets.
Yeah, but that's in a lot of fancy restaurants, because you sit down and you get a 5-course, 6-course, 7-course meal, and you get it. It's like a price fix or whatever.
But I would be totally fine with going to a place and just having them give me a bunch of stuff so I don't like go through this menu. Give me a flat rate, and I don't want to go through your book of a menu.
Yeah, how nice is that?
That would be perfect. I'd be fine with it.
You sit down and they go, what kind of drink would you like? And you say, I want a Captain and Diet, keep them coming.
Well, you and I have been to restaurants where like the chefs will kind of bring out stuff. And what they pretty much do is go, anybody have any allergies?
Mm-hmm.
No? All right, good. We're just going to bring you
then
stuff.
Then they show off. And that's when you get the good stuff, man. Yeah. Oh, we're talking some high-end ranting right now.
Yeah.
There is a story about either the 18th or 13th, depending on who you read. We'll go with 13th. Severed foot attached to a shoe that is washed up in British Columbia. Check this out in the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. I don't know why this is happening. It must be people drowning or something. But over the past decade, at least 13 severed feet with the shoe attached to them have washed up in this one area of British Columbia. They continue to investigate. This one, New Balance running shoes, size 12, blue and black, sold in America in March 2013. So if you know somebody with those shoes and they're missing a foot and the shoes right now, then maybe you can help out with this. When we come back, a daredevil rooftopper, as they call him. Well, things don't go so well for him, let's say that. Stay put, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Radio.
104.1. Because you're never too old to learn something stupid. This is the News Junkie. But if it's the drug.
Wait till you hear the update on a story we've been talking about today in just a second. First, let's talk to Charlie. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Sean. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I got about that arrow thing.
Mm-hmm.
About you standing up there in front of an arrow gun to hit you or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, listen to your feelings. My feelings have never failed me. I go to a lot of parties, whatever, and I always find out after I left it got busted. Or something, like a car accident. I was going to go with a friend of mine. I said, nah, I don't think I'm going to go.
You have a premonition.
A head-on crash.
Yeah. My gut's telling me that, Charlie. My gut's like saying, and it's through nightmares and stuff, like I'm going to take an arrow to the heart here because it's something that's going to go wrong.
Well, if something's telling you not to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
That's your feelings telling you. That's your mind.
Yeah, you know how this works.
We all have keen feelings, and if you think that's going to happen, do not do it.
All right, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate you looking out. But if I say it at this point, I'd rather die on the stage than not do it. I would rather die on the stage at Hard Rock Live on Friday than back down and not do it and hear everybody going, oh, Sean, are you having another premonition over there? Huh? Did you get some premonition all over your skirt when you came up with that? Oh, I'll never hear the end of it. So you just deal with it. But a story we started talking about this morning. I mean, how obvious and predictable is this stuff now? We talked about this kid, Keaton Jones. You know, this kid.
Just out of curiosity.
Got bullied?
Why did they bully? What's the point of it? Why did my joy taken? Innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them.
Yeah, I feel bad
not
for them.
Okay.
What do they say to you?
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
All right, this kid.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Put milk on me and put a hand down my clothes.
Ha ha, milk boy.
Is it dish you?
And pants.
So terrible thing. Kids getting bullied. And then I said, What a lovely story. You don't get a lot of these where everybody came together and all these celebrities stepped up, from LeBron James to Chris Evans to Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Demi Lovato, Donald Trump Jr., on and on and on. They said, we support you and it's going to get better and you're not going to be bullied, you know, anymore. And now Snoop Dogg's hanging out with him. He's got all this stuff going on and tens of thousands of dollars coming in for these different GoFundMes for his school and all that stuff. And when I said this was happening, I said, look, here's how this works. We build them up and then we bring them back down. And I don't remember my exact words this morning, but I think I said something, I'll paraphrase myself. I think I said something like, watch how quickly this comes down. Watch how quickly this comes down, because right now everybody's like, oh, look at this. And I said, then they'll find something about his mom or like racist stuff or Confederate flags on her Facebook page. And then all of a sudden the sea change occurs. And now we don't like this kid anymore. Now he deserved to be bullied because we found something out about him.
I don't think he deserves to be bullied.
You know what it is, though.
Nobody's going after the kid. Nobody's going after the kid, but they're going after his mother.
They say mother of bullied boy seen in viral video shuts down her Confederate flag waving Facebook page. Oh, the page itself waves Confederate flags. After outpouring of support from dozens of celebrities, and she opens a PayPal account soliciting donations. So they have all these photos of the mom with posts like this. Dear butthurt Americans, if you aren't bleeding, no bones are sticking out of you and you can't breathe, stop crying. And she has all these different posts. And of course, that's what happens. This is what happens now. People go, oh my God, look how adorable this is. And then they start their investigation. Because we can't have nice things. I hope everything changes in 2018. Maybe like when the clock strikes midnight, we all go through some sort of, I don't know, event. And we all realize how insane this is. We talked about the homeless guy. What was his name? Ted what?
Williams.
Ted Williams. And like, oh, homeless guy with a golden voice. Look how great he is. Up, he's a crackhead. Up, he's a terrible father. Up, he abused somebody. And you bring him up. Up, Ken Bone. Oh, look how adorable this is. In his red little sweater, and he's still undecided. Up, he's on the porn. Look at his history on Reddit. We can't let these people just be. This really doesn't have a damn thing to do with this kid's situation.
No.
And it's because of these hate clicks that all these different news outlets want to go for. It's the battle of the takes. It's stories that don't have a life cycle of a week or a month anymore, but only just a matter of hours. We're told who these people are. Their stories go viral. You feel emotions for them, and then you're told that you should not feel those emotions because, look, this happened. It's a roller coaster, and it's really, really useless. If I could have a wish list of just anything, one gift from the media at large to me for 2018, it would be to get away from these hate click stories, these stories that are just highlighting anything that they think will get you outraged. When they're going the extra mile, like the, for instance, that I've given you before, where you see some celebrity, she posts a picture on Instagram and everybody tells her how beautiful she looks. Mm-hmm. And one guy goes, hey, fatty, I didn't know you were a hippopotamus in that bathing suit. And then they write an entire article about it. Not about all the people that wrote something nice, not about the decent human beings in there. It's no longer that everybody gets 5 minutes of fame. It is now the worst among us. If you exhibit or pontificate about the worst, most just insidious opinions, you're going to get all the attention. If you act like a normal, decent human being, nothing. But if you say something terrible, you get all the attention. And so now they've dug up mom with a Confederate flag. And now, you know, I guess we're supposed to stop giving him money for his college. He's not really being bullied anymore. God, how predictable is it?
You think he gets bullied more when he comes back to his school?
I think he had it made in the shade for a second as Snoop Dogg's friend. Now it's your mom's a racist. Mom really screwed that up with the Confederate flags. You almost had it going, Keaton Jones. And now the media has found some stuff about your mom that's maybe not so great, and they're going to highlight that. Man, so predictable. Talked about that the moment this story came out, and the exact same thing ends up occurring. Quickly, before we go to a break here, You know these guys who go up to the top of the building, skyscrapers, and do these stunts, or they're hanging around?
Mm-hmm.
One of them did not do quite as well as he should have. Let's see. Maybe you could bring this up on YouTube, C-Lane. You might be able to pop it on and see it now, too. His name is Wu, W-U, Yongning. So Y-O-N-G-N-I-N-G. He's known for scaling tall buildings without equipment. And he was scaling a skyscraper in Changsha, China, when he fell, and he videotaped himself falling 62 stories down. The 26-year-old climber was participating in a challenge to win prize money in November, according to the Chinese media. He was dangling from the top of this building doing pull-ups on the side, and he tried to kind of scamper up with his feet, lost his balance, let go, all the way down 62 stories. And I have questions, because does that mean his phone that he was using to record this survived the entire fall 62 stories down?
Buddy, if there's no better ad campaign for the OtterBox.
62 story fall, and then somebody found this and then put the video online? I don't know. I have some questions about this. Next thing you know, they're going to find that his mother has Confederate flags all over her Facebook mm-hmm. page, and then we'll hate all over him.
Which doesn't even make sense in China.
No, but it'll happen. There'll be something. Chairman Mao or something. I don't know how it's going to work out this time. It's hard to guess them all. When we come back, final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Monday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
At Real Radio 104.1, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we might follow you back.
Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie. If you want it, if you want it, well, you're gonna have to take it from me. If you want it, well, it's out for sale. Never gonna give it for free. If you want it.
Speaking of game of magnets, we will have the specialty limited edition Just Okay holiday party magnets for the folks who are headed into the show on Friday. We showed most of them on social media. They're pretty awesome. I think a lot of people are excited to get their hands on these, and you'll have an opportunity to get all of them if you would like to at the event, as well as some other exclusive merch that'll be at the Hard Rock Live on Friday. But to do any of this, to see Joker Gang Gang out there, or Joker 305, or Joker Gang, whatever his name is, get a photo with him, to see what Frankie McDonald has to say about all this, to see some of the other special guests, the performances on the stage, and to see Grandson live, you can't do any of it if you don't have a ticket. So go to realradio.fm/justok. Early Christmas present time is upon us, friends. And don't forget, a Friday day of, if you don't have your tickets, you can still go out there. You're just going to have to wait in a little bit of a line, probably. For those of you who are waiting to skip out on some of the service charges, you'll be able to do that. You can get through most of them, though, by calling the box office.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that, you can actually call the Hard Rock box office. And they only have so many people to man the phones, so it's been a little busy, but they can help you out. And that's 407-351-LIVE for the reduced service fees. So 407-351-LIVE. Come with a big group of people. You're going to enjoy this. Let's do these final dispatches, C-Lane. How do we get these? All right, there we go. I'm ready to go. Here is Droopy Dog with a dispatch.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to thank you guys for talking about Hunter Vision. On Saturday, I went and had the LASIK procedure done by Dr. Eubanks.
Nice.
And he did a great job. And now I have 20/15 vision. And I'm super happy to be able to get rid of my glasses. Thank you, guys.
Look at that. Look, I paid him to say it, man. There's something awesome, and I'm telling you, you feel like a superhero when you get the LASIK procedure done, and your eyes are like going through that little healing process that takes a couple of hours.
Right.
And your eyes, you don't know this, you'll never know, because you have great vision to begin with. You were blessed with very good vision, C-Lane.
I was, but I mean, as I get older, I'm, you know, both my parents wear glasses.
Do they? But they didn't when they were younger?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
My family always did. And there's that moment when your LASIK is sort of setting in and your eyes, your vision's getting better and better and better. And the first thing you think is, this is what stuff is supposed to look like? Like, I was looking through my eyeballs at blurriness. This is what it's supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just keeps getting better. You feel like a weird superhero. So I'm glad Droopy Dog had a bit of a cape on, I'm sure, on Saturday. You see the cape, the superhero.
Yes.
Dog, superhero. See what I'm doing here. With a LASIK procedure over at Hunter Vision. They're awesome people over there. Big supporters of the show as well. Here's Bacon and Eggs.
Sup, news junkies.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's going on with
Excited about Just Okay Party. Haven't really been dispatching because I work overnights now, so I'm a podcast.
I wondered about that. Now.
Boo. But I see you guys out there Just Okay.
Nice. We got to do what we generally do, C-Lane, and get the name tags out there for people who dispatch or in chat or whatever, so they can run into each other and know who one another are at the event Friday.
Yeah, they usually do a good job of taking care of that themselves.
They do. It was like the first time, I think, I don't remember who said it, but somebody had these the stickers like, hello, my name is, along with us.
Yeah, they brought them out to one of our remotes, I think Mount Dora or somewhere.
And I was like, I don't know if people are going to want to do this. Everybody's doing it, and then they're all going, oh, you're this person. And they all get to kind of meet each other, which is awesome. So there'll be a lot of that chat royalty, dispatchers galore, everybody out there. Here is Dale.
Tell C-Lane to look this up, but y'all should talk about net neutrality, and let's stop this guy who's trying to remove the bill. The bill basically says that our internet service providers can't limit what we view on the internet. So if this guy's successful, that means whoever you get your internet from can say, you can't watch Netflix, you can't view Facebook, you can't go to any website that we don't want you to go to unless you pay us money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen if this bill gets removed.
You know, the net neutrality thing's it's been boiled down to something that's more simple than it actually is. I like net neutrality and I support net neutrality. On the other hand, I think that if there is something that we can do where we have net neutrality and also encourage more competition between our broadband providers and encourage them, well, either through large tax breaks or whatever, to beef up the internet and telecommunications backbone in this country, I think that's important. We have, we're the United States of America. We have, I don't even think, in the top 10 fastest internets or you know, connections as far as our data and you know,
Right.
Cable internet.
Like the speed?
Ours is slow.
Yeah.
It's slow. And we need infrastructure to speed it up to be in line with like South Korea or some of these other countries where they have 10, 15 times faster internet than we do.
I can't even imagine that.
No, it would be awesome.
That would be great. Yeah.
Everything would be great. So I think there's a lot of fear mongering in the net neutrality thing. They'll tell you fake stories about how, oh, in this country they did it and you had to buy your Netflix access, and most of that stuff's not really true. But I think net neutrality is a good thing, and we also need to do something to get the telecommunications providers and the internet bandwidth operators and all these people involved in our internet speeds to do more work on the infrastructure to make it faster, better, stronger. I think both those are good. Here's OTS Steve.
I know you guys love sports.
Yeah? Yeah?
But I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and we just found out Carson Wentz did tear his ACL.
Out for the rest of the season.
So now we got Nick Foles. In Foles we trust.
Yeah, that sucks. Here's Husky.
Howard be thy name? Sean, come on. You think God's name is Howard?
I said hallowed.
Sean thinks God's name is Howard.
I said Howard.
Sean thinks God's name is Howard. Sean thinks God's name is Howard.
My dad, stop bullying me. I need to go fund me now, and you'll find the Confederate
Howard
flag.
Be thy name.
No, I didn't. Hallowed. I still can't believe they're changing that. They're changing the Lord's Prayer because they think it's, you know, it's a bad translation. And that's like that would be like Green Day coming out and saying, "We really like When I Come Around" as a song. But with this couple lines that bother us, so we're going to change them now.
Yeah.
And then you go play a show and nobody cares that you've changed it from what it was to what you wanted it. It's too late. Don't mess with it anymore.
And how's that going to affect the... Because we always sang the Lord's Prayer in my church.
Uh-huh.
So somebody put it to music. Does that mean they're going to have to
switch around the song.
Yeah.
If the syllables are different
what a
or
giant
gonna ruin it.
Cluster F this is gonna be. Let's do the stories that didn't make the cut. Mystery, as NASA reveals it will make a major alien hunting announcement on Thursday of this week after teaming up with Google's AI in the search for habitable planets. So this Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, there'll be some big announcement from NASA. The Trump sexual assault accusers appeared on Megyn Kelly's show before a press conference they did a little bit ago, and then they had a White House press briefing that talked all about this. It got pretty contentious, according to CNN. They're yelling back and forth about these accusers. The president says they're not telling the truth. Those are similar to the accusations you have in an important election tomorrow for the Senate seat in Alabama with Roy Moore. And now you've got President Trump jumping in on a robocall for that election.
This is President Donald Trump, and I need Alabama to go vote for Roy Moore. It is Roy so Moore. Important. We're already making America great again. I'm going to make America safer and stronger and better than ever before. But we need that seat. We need Roy voting for us.
All right, so they have that going on. You have polls all over the place. Some say Roy Moore's ahead by 10 points. Some say his competitor is ahead by 10 points. Who knows? We'll find out tomorrow exactly what's happening there. And right now, let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
That is Today I Learned for a Monday, December 11, 2017. Seven stories around the web and around the world and all that good stuff. Credit goes to Reddit.com and the Today I Learned section. Sabrina is out. She popped out at about 1 o'clock, if you didn't notice, and headed over to get some things done for the Just Okay holiday party. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what's happening.
Is she at Hard Rock right now?
I don't know. She's doing something to get things planned for Friday. She'll be back tomorrow when the show starts. Regardless, are you ready, C-Lane?
I am.
Let's do it. Today I learned this movie.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, indeed. The Jurassic Park franchise, a very big one, made tons of money, made some good movies and a couple of bad ones. But in the first movie, my favorite, the T-Rex malfunctioned and wasn't actually supposed to break into the car. The kids in the scene were genuinely terrified, and that scene where the T-Rex tooth breaks on the window wasn't supposed to actually happen. It was an accident on set, and they just kept it in there.
I'll be damned.
Today I learned calico cats are almost always female, and orange cats are almost always male. What will you do with this information? Perhaps bet with your friends about the genitalia of cats in the neighborhood?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, you do with it what you'd like.
If I found a male calico, I would be so pissed at you.
Take a picture of this, and oh no, you'll lose that one. Today I learned this guy right here.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson is right. Willie Nelson used to smoke 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day on top of smoking marijuana. After suffering pneumonia several times, he knew he had to quit one or the other, so he stopped smoking marijuana. Tobacco. He quit the 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day and still smokes weed to his heart's content. Today I learned about Roland the Farter, court jester of Henry II. He was given a manor in exchange for having to perform one jump, one whistle, and one fart at each Christmas. So maybe you can be the Roland the Farter of your family for these holidays. That
a whole manor.
Yeah, there you go. Today I learned this movie right here.
It's a tough one.
Wow, look at those things. They sure are wild things.
Wild things?
I wonder where the wild things...
Where the wild things are.
The first teaser for the film Where the Wild Things Are was shown during How the Grinch Stole Christmas in 2000. The movie was delayed until 2009. That makes it the longest gap ever between a movie teaser and the film's release. 9 full years went by. Here's a weird one. Today I learned if you fall asleep on the set of a Quentin Tarantino movie, they'll take a picture of you with a 3-foot dildo named Big Jerry next to your face and put it on the wall of shame. If you take that photo down, it will be enlarged and put up again. If you take it down again, they will print it on T-shirts for the whole crew Just you and a 3-foot dildo named Big Jerry. Something tells me
that's awesome.
With the recent stories, that might not be happening as much. And finally, today I learned this guy.
Kanye West.
Just to be clear, Kanye West, you could have gone with all sorts of directions after that, but you got the right one.
Yes.
Kanye West originally wrote the song Gold Digger for the female rapper Shauna, with a couple extra N's in it. From the woman's point of view, I'm not saying I'm a gold digger, but when she passed on the song, he rewrote it from a man's perspective, and it became a huge hit.
It was originally, I ain't saying I'm a gold digger, but I ain't messing with
it. Yeah. It changed it back and forth. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by Corporate Time with Tom and Dan on Real Radio. They all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you're dealing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say. I